This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
To the latest episode of Power Rangers Hyperforce, episode 14. Wow!
It's a lot.
That's incredible, and thank you for everybody in the chat room and your support.
It's almost our quinceañera.
Remember,
when is that?
You guys had just returned back from your journey from the Mystic Dimension, and with renewed vigor to take down the Alliance leader, you came back to your time ship and arrived. Suddenly, there was a message, a reply back to Chloe's cry. Abigail from Time Force has been promoted to a real officer, and she had a message from Jen Scott. She told you to track down Joseph Shee, Marv Shee's brother. See, she sent you to the year 2025. And you guys decided to follow that directive and go to that year. You entered the hyperspace. We're now drifting in the hyperspace in the year 2025. The turbulence woke up Vesper. She was taking a nap in the medical bay. The rest of the Hyperforce Rangers are in the central control area. And they're discussing Jen Scott's message and the directive to pursue Joe Shee.
Look, it's pretty clear what Jen said. But what she didn't say is how we're supposed to approach this Alliance problem. We have got to figure this out.
Well, I guess for starters, we got to figure out where your brother is.
Yeah.
And how exactly to track him. I mean, how do we do that? I mean, it's a whole world and a whole year. We haven't been in. But he was able to find you.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking is maybe we could rely on the power of the Morphin Grid or something. I mean, something's connected me to my brother. Because Jen sent him to us, right? So how did she know my exact location? Or maybe how did he know my exact location if she didn't know?
Well, that's the thing. Oh.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you.
No, please.
You're smarter.
Both of you. Come on, one of you.
Well, here's the thing. I rewatched the video message. She just asked for a general call of action for someone to find you once they found out you were gone.
So she didn't specifically.
Yeah, she didn't specifically say your brother. Your brother answered the call.
That's right.
And yet he still knew exactly where to find you.
Didn't he use your morpher?
He was asking for my morpher. He asked for my morpher and he said something about if I had given him my morpher, he could get the coordinates of you guys. So that's something that I'm not too sure about.
Chloe, you're right. I mean, that's it. Vesper.
Yes.
Can you somehow interface with our morphers to maybe do a reverse engineer of the process that was used to track?
That wouldn't work.
Well,
that would only work within our group. He was trying to use my morpher to connect you guys. We have no idea how his morpher got connected to mine.
I do have an idea, though.
You have glasses now.
I do.
Those are nice.
I'm trying to look more approachable, I guess, as an android. You know, I took a nap and I realized
I can't see
glasses.
Anything.
I like it.
That's what I need.
Maybe
I think
you
look good in glasses.
Smart.
Well, thank you. Oh, my idea. It's simple. Dear Joe, wherever you are, please show yourself.
Wait a minute,
it worked
wait.
The first time around with me, but I don't think
wait,
it's going to work.
Dear Joe.
Wait, Chloe.
Dear
you guys.
Dear Joe.
Put glasses on too, it's going to help us.
All right, fine.
Wait, maybe there's something.
No, hold on a second.
All
right.
We're all doing this.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
Should we all hold hands again?
Yes.
Well, while we're doing this,
Dear Joe,
this is
not working.
We're losing time.
Rangers, what are you doing?
Oh, Alpha.
Alpha.
I struggle to understand the human intricacies of behavior.
We struggle ourselves. But, yeah, we're going to ask, is there anything about our morphers that connect them personally to us?
Absolutely. All time force morphers are bound to the individual's DNA.
That's right. I remember hearing something about that in the academy.
We have to be tracked for mission status.
Wait, if Joe got onto our ship, isn't there like a log for when people come on and off our ship, Alpha? Is there something that we can track Joe through that?
Absolutely, I have visual records for him appearing on our ship.
Okay, can we look at that? Maybe there's something there. I'm no detective, but I think we're onto something.
I have my perspective during the encounter. And then, like, Alpha tilts back, and on the hologram projector display that's in the center of the central control area, it just kind of starts replaying what you guys already saw.
Fascinating.
That did not help in our search.
It really doesn't help us too much,
Alpha,
does it?
So if our time force morphers are connected to us by DNA, is there some way that I could maybe search any other possible locations of my related DNA through the morpher?
Yeah.
That could work, Marv. You won't be 100% matched to your brother, as you are not identical twins, from my understanding. However, it may be close enough that we may be able to use your DNA to track your brother.
Great. Let's cut open your arm then.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
DNA? What else?
Look, you've been asleep
use?
For a while, but we Hold just on. Don't chop each other open to pull
I'm,
a DNA sample.
I'm just
sample.
Trying to help get
a
DNA.
Capsule, from my pack. And
remember, you can extract DNA from a simple oral swab.
Yeah.
Right. That, I didn't need this.
Creepy.
Marv, go lick whatever Alpha needs you to lick. Go
Whoa.
Lick
Alpha.
Alpha, could you summon some sort of auger culture so that way I could spit some of my DNA in?
I mean, I think blood would be more interesting, but...
Just one moment! And then Alpha runs off and you hear his, like, clink, clink, clink through the ship, maybe over to the medical bay, and he comes back with a small DNA retrieval kit. Here you go.
Fantastic.
Inside there's a tube and a swab inside the tube and instructions to insert into your mouth and then back into the tube when you're completed.
I take it. I swab my mouth.
I don't know why we're watching this, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't understand that everyone's watching this as well.
Alpha 55, this is... I'm going to go off the deep end here a little bit, but is there any kind of remaining materials, fur, anything from when Premature was on our ship?
What do you mean? Can you elaborate?
Eddie, you are a genius.
Like, is there any hair or anything that Premator left behind that would have his sample on this? Because I'm just going on a limb here. But since he was able to change into each of us, maybe there's some way we can manipulate it to where he was changed into your brother.
Oh.
And then use that to further possibly...
No, that's a great idea, DNA. Because it doesn't just do the family line. It would look for the specific line.
But would we not be taking a sample of Premature, which would actually still be great.
No, we'd have, but it access. Might not be exact. So that's why if maybe there's some way of connecting the two, we could get a more accurate sample of what your brother's DNA could be like.
But what I'm saying is, what if the whatever fur comes off of whatever he changes into just remains Premature's DNA?
No, that doesn't make sense, Marv. And here's why: if Premature was able to make a complete transmutation into another living creature, it would require the accurate DNA map of that creature. I think Eddie's on... What, Vesper?
I have an idea. Why don't we just call him with my collie thing?
Who are you trying to call?
Joe.
Oh, all right. There are many threads here. Let's pursue the DNA match. However, here. Eddie, if you would like to pursue any kind of remnants that may be left from Premator, search the ship.
I said
where
we
was he when
anyway,
he first appeared?
Regardless if it's Premator or Joe's DNA, we'll at least have the location of the Alliance ship.
True.
All right, here's a DNA kit. Please run some samples on it, and we will...
Thank you, Marv.
I have another question. Why are we trying to find Joe? I mean, not complaining or anything, just wondering.
Oh yeah, you were sleeping.
I would call it a power nap. Beauty sleep?
Oh yeah. Well, there's been a lot of things that's gone on since you were here, but the big thing is that we got a message from Abigail that said that we need to track Joe down. Joe was able to find Marv, and apparently he's been out there, even though Marv thought he was gone. And for some reason, we have to go to 2025.
His mission has been declassified, and what Jen has been telling us is that whatever's coming our way, five rangers may not be enough to stop it.
Oh, we may need his
we
help.
Also, there's a lot that's happened. The Mystic Mother, too, does Vesper know?
Oh, no.
What?
So...
Ay-yi-yi! Oh my goodness, rangers! I have located his location!
Yeah! Wow, that worked!
I'm going to send the pinpoint location to you, Marv. I will send it to your morpher. Bling, bling, bling. And then on your morpher screen, there's a little pinpoint. It's in a city called New Tech City. And he's on the top floor of a fifth-story building as it zooms in. The neighborhood is called the Miraculous Mile. A very posh part of the neighborhood.
Okay, I'm going to stop lint rolling the majority of the Central Command Chamber on the timeship for Primator hair.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's worth a shot, though. But we may want to still hold on to it, just in case.
I think it's time we head down.
I want you to go ahead and roll to see if you find anything from Primator.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say it's a 4 or higher.
All righty, then.
Super!
I can't.
Oh.
And it's a 2. So
two.
The ship is now cleaner, thanks to you, Dan.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
No... Primator, hairs, crumbs, skin cells, anything.
That's fine. As long as we got a connection to Joe's DNA from Mark Morpher, that's all we really need. It was just a long shot. That's what happens sometimes.
However, Marv, because you are not an official 100% DNA match to your brother, I believe our information may be up to 30 minutes delayed.
30 minutes ahead or prior?
No, delayed! We can't tell the future!
Oh. I was like, what does that matter?
It may be behind by 30 minutes. If your brother is fast on the move, you may be 30 minutes behind where he was.
I see.
So that means we better get there before...
We'd have to get there now.
Let's go.
Before we do, this is... This location, is there anything that we need to know about this? I don't want to be thrown into some blind mission like we've been in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, should we have a story, maybe? Like a cover-up story? Like, you know, we're not Power Rangers? We should not say that. I don't know.
There were Power Rangers in this era. However, they were A Squad and B Squad. Two teams of Power Rangers serving Space Patrol Delta. In this year, 2025... Human beings have been living in peace with aliens on Earth. 99% of the aliens were peaceful, living in harmony with other human beings.
Wait.
However, there was a small percentage of troublemaking aliens. That is where Space Patrol Delta took care of them and kept kept the peace and quiet.
Let me make a suggestion. If we're going into an urban environment called... New Tech City, one way that we could gain access to any location is if we purported to be building inspectors.
Boring!
That could work, but there is a Space Patrol Delta unit on my planet. If we could maybe pretend that... We know how to be Time Force officers. How hard can it be to be Space Patrol officers?
Well... A, we don't have their ships. B, we don't have their uniforms. C, we don't have their weapons.
Alpha, can you do a scan of their current uniforms and transfer it over to us?
Unfortunately, I cannot do that. However, are you aware of the uniforms from your planet, for example?
I suppose we could just fake a uniform. Well, they're not fully... My time might have been different. We could say that we were from maybe a different branch... on the same planet.
But what if we have to morph?
We're we could call ourselves the A Squad of my planet.
Yeah, and
my planet we're full of humanoids. I'm humanoids.
I got it.
Well, here's the thing: if aliens and humans all live in the same place peacefully, we could just all say that we're aliens, just like you. So that
exactly.
way, there's no confusion about our background because they can't check an entire galaxy, right?
Exactly.
We can do that. Or we could just morph and say that we're cosplayers.
What I remember in this timeline, I'm not sure if most of the people were too friendly with most of the mutants. And if we were cosplaying, they might assume that we were.
Yes, by 2025, cosplay was deemed a racial insult.
No, it was not.
Really?
You don't know your facts.
It was cultural misappropriated.
I think.
I like building inspectors.
I think we're going back around to
Bingo
building
inspectors. Yeah.
So building inspectors it is.
It's on the table. We either pretend to be a patrol unit. The A Squad, who's also capable of morphing, so at least we don't have to fake that lie when we do morph.
Whoa, A Squad.
Marv brings up a good point. However, yeah. I would be hesitant to claim any terminology from this era.
Yeah, we don't know anything about it.
The A Squad were Space Rangers.
Yeah.
They traveled all through time and, all through space.
Yeah, we should probably go down a few letters.
We shouldn't purport to be them.
H or something.
We'll be exposed immediately.
Yeah.
Regardless, if we enter this base as any space patrol, we will have to report to the head of... Wait, if we report to the head of the development, that might be... Joe might be there. They might just take it straight to him.
That's if he's working with them. I think that we need to be something that's not going to bring too much attention to us. That way, if we need to sneak around in these buildings, we can.
What do you suggest?
I suggest that you're right. You're your brother's brother. Your first inclination is probably his. I say we go with Marv. He's our leader.
So what are we being again?
Marv?
I suppose we're being Space Patrol. Not Delta.
C-Team?
C-Squad.
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 C-Squad sounds good. Wait, C-Squad. H-Squad. We're the Hyperforce.
Aha! H-Squad.
H-Squad.
Really down?
Right.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, H-Squad. H-Squad.
H-Squad.
H-Squad. H-Squad.
If you think about it, H sounds a lot like A.
That's true.
All right,
well,
so...
Well, Alpha, should we get going?
Absolutely. Are you ready?
Ready.
If they ask any questions, let me do the talking.
Should we change our outfits first?
Yes. Alpha, do you happen to have any similar outfits that we could all use together that's not...
Not the Time Force outfits you're wearing right now? They look pretty legitimate to me.
I suppose you're right. They can't really tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
We're from a different...
We're H-Squad.
Yeah, we're H-Squad.
Super, super classified H-Squad.
Super classified.
Yeah.
H-Squad.
Before we go, I take Alpha's hand, and I just lick it.
Vesper, what are you doing?
I'm leaving my DNA sample in case anything should happen to me. You'll be able to clone me. Because I know you'd be lost.
And then I go over to the wall, and I lick the wall. Alpha, mine's here in case you need it.
Good ideas, guys, but let's get going.
Rangers, I will do a full diagnostic and record of your DNA when you return from your mission.
Hey, thanks, Alpha.
Clear the walls, will you?
And then suddenly you become energized from your toes up through your body all the way to your nose, right? And then you arrive. Rangers, wait! Where do you want me to teleport you?
Teleport us.
New Tech City.
New Tech City. And some. Where in New Tech City?
We should probably teleport next to the building where she thought.
Next to the building! Ah! It's a secluded alleyway! Yep. Alright, here we go! Ay, 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 ay! Hold on, Rangers!
I love alleyways!
Alright. You arrive suddenly. There's still a blip, blip, blip on. You're more for Marv.
Alpha, could you also send all of our respective coordinates to each other just in case if we get split up?
Absolutely.
And send these coordinates as well.
You'll be able to reach each other using your morphers.
I've sent Joe's coordinates to each and one of your
Now
morphers.
On your morpher display, you can see in the building to the left of you, it is 5 stories high, and there's a blip, blip, blip
a blinking dot that represents Joe. It's a silvery dot.
Is there a fire escape or some kind of outside staircase?
How many entrances to the building, boss?
In the alleyway, the front entrance of the building would be to your left. Another building is over to your right. Actually, there's a bunch of dumpsters. It smells like it's the back of a restaurant. There is a tall brick wall between you and the building to your left. You're gonna have to go around the wall and either stay on the same side of the building or go through the front if you want to enter.
I say we go straight into the entrance.
Yeah, we're H Squad.
We're H Squad. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, let's stand up, put our chest out.
Wait, I saw this in a movie once. Let's walk in a V.
Yeah, I like that V shape.
Who's cool. in the front of the V?
Marv.
All right.
And then I'm on his left, and then Vesper's on his right, and then you guys.
We take the rear.
Got it. As you enter the front of the building, you can kind of see a glimpse of the street. It's a very opulent area, the Miraculous Mile. Lots of people in fancy suits, high heels, pressed juice, organic food. And on the bottom floor of this building, there is the Black Cat Coffee Shop.
Anybody want
coffee?
We don't have time for this right now.
All the way at the back is the entrance to the parking garage for this building. It goes down, and to your right, there is an elevator.
Hey, Chloe.
Perfect.
Maybe they serve like that special cat poop coffee here.
Cat poop?
Yeah, have you heard of that?
That sounds
like you see in some centuries.
Unethical.
On the way back.
Okay,
cool. Should we hit the elevator?
I think we should go in and we try to lay low. If they stop us, then that's when we resort to our cover story.
I found that when you walk into a place with confidence, no one asks you a question. You just know where you're going, and people are like, yeah, they got it together.
All right.
Sounds good.
I do this when I walk into the grocery store. So ready?
I'm going to hit the elevator button.
And then, within seconds, the elevator doors open. There's another elevator to the left of you.
What floor is Joe on?
If you look down at the hologram, you'll see he's on the fifth floor.
Oh, right. You said that. Sorry.
All right. Then to the fifth floor we go.
Press the fifth floor button.
You all pile into the elevator. The elevator doors close. Suddenly, the blip, blip, blip on your morphers representing Joe disappears.
What is going on?
Whoa.
Alpha. Alpha, we lost the coordinates.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Suddenly, the elevator doors open. And in front of you, there's a singular, fancy penthouse. The doors are closed.
I walk in. Is there anybody there?
As you open the front door to the double doors, the whole place has been ransacked. A robotic electronic voice says, "Security alert, systems compromise. Security alert, systems compromise."
Do a full scan read of the room and save it.
All right, go ahead and roll, Mark. 3 or higher.
Woo! 1.
All right.
That's because we didn't work as a team and scan together.
We should scan together.
Yeah.
All right.
Should we say every evidence we can?
Everyone scan
together.
All roll. Everybody who has a 3 or higher has a 3D version of this room.
Nothing.
All right.
Lightning bolt.
The two of you have scanned the area, and then it is a large circular room. The alarm keeps blaring. Nice. As you look around, there is a shiny black, opulent floor and marble pedestals. On top of the marble pedestals, there are, ethnic, rare works of art, sculptures made out of ivory and decorated with lapis lazuli, and strange technological-looking devices displayed as pieces of art in this room. It looks highly expensive and highly illegal. Across from the entrance, there are also double doors opening up into a balcony. You see a man hanging off the edge
Oh! I've been robbed! I've been robbed!
I run over there and I try to help him up.
Okay, as you run over to him, you help him up. He's wearing a white linen suit. He looks like he should have just came out of a yacht. He has perfectly coiffed hair. He looks straight at you and then has a little bit of a smirk. He is very handsome. He knows he's handsome. And he knows you know he's handsome.
Oh, you mean like my co-actor.
Absolutely.
Are there any computers or any kind of way of getting into the security system in the room?
It's just a voice right now and a flashing red light. Security breach.
Sir, do you mind turning off this alarm? Is everything okay?
No, everything's not okay. My most prized possession, the opulent jewel of my collection, has been stolen.
What?
An incredible source of power.
What happened? Start from the beginning.
I don't even know what happened. Somebody came in, almost like an invisible creature. I don't know what it was. A person, a human being, an alien. I'm not quite sure. Suddenly, the case was shattered, and he points back inside the room. To the far, it would be his right hand side, your left hand side, a shattered case.
I whisper in Marv's ear, "Yo, it was Joe."
We don't know why yet.
I don't know.
Did you see him? Did you see anything when you came in?
No, not at all.
Did anybody rush past you in the elevator?
No.
No. Sir, what I want to know is there any reason why this person might want to take whatever he or she took, well, we don't know, come on.
Yeah.
It took from you?
Of course! It was a highly desirable object in my collection.
I'm going to take my crime scene sample kit, and I'm going to take a quick swab of the glass case and put it into a sterile container and put it back in my side pack.
All right.
All right, Chloe, play along.
Remember that you have that sample.
I am going to...
This is my...
And wait, who are you guys?
We are...
We're the H-Squad.
Yes. H-Squad? Wait!
Take some samples. We work for SPD.
We're murderers!
Wait!
I'm sorry!
Wait!
She has Tourette's.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I am more than wealthy enough to replace what was stolen. I am Adonis Washington, after all. And I am engaged to one of the most lovely women of this town. I am fine. Officers, you may be able to leave. Leave
can
now.
Can I consult with my...
Disable security.
We'll leave in a second. We just have to do a routine patrol. You know how it is. It's going to be super quick. No harm done. And then we'll be out of your hair.
Trouble yourself.
One second.
Don't trouble yourself. Yes.
Mr. Washington, tell me, how did the thief exit your apartment?
I'm not quite sure. Perhaps through the balcony.
My partner Jack here will continue with the questionings. I'll be back in a second.
I'm so sorry.
Eddie, what's up?
Getting some bad vibes about
I know.
This. He won't tell us exactly what
the moment that we said
is.
Something about the police, he started freaking out.
Yeah. I say we interrogate this guy a little bit more.
Good cop, bad cop?
We can try that.
Okay.
But if we can't afford to lose it.
The double doors! Burst open.
Uh-oh.
A young woman walks in. She's about average height, a very heart-shaped face, beautiful skin, black hair. Three other SPD officers, real SPD officers, follow her in. She points her weapon, her blaster drawn at Adonis, and then all of you.
Whoa.
Hands behind your head where I can see them.
Wait.
Knees to the ground.
We're on the same side.
I think you're mistaken.
Yes.
And then she points her weapon.
Wait, just
right at Adonis. Adonis puts his hands behind his head and slowly lowers.
Chloe, this is just like those old detective-y movies.
I know. She questions him and all of you, and then the other three SPD officers behind are also have their weapons drawn.
Please put your weapons away.
Yes.
I will show you my...
Hush! I'm an officer!
So are we!
So are we!
And she brings out a badge. It has
the silhouette of a dog on it.
Huh.
A very official looking badge.
I assume
Hush!
You were
Be
working...
Hush! Be quiet, I have questions for him! And she points towards Adonis. Adonis is like, scared. Yes? And she points, not lowering her weapon at him. What happened here? You know, simple theft. I have quite a opulent collection here at the Miraculous Mile. But nothing I can't replace. Nothing suspicious. That's not an ivory statue in the background. These aren't illegal things. She continues, pointing her weapon at Adonis. I have suspicion to believe you are in possession of a highly illegal proton accelerator.
Whoa. That's not cool.
You in trouble?
She brings
Officer,
out a
what is your
small
name?
Little device. The energy readings are very high here. It was just here. It might have left the premises. However, and then she kind of motions back to the three other SPD officers. Arrest this man. Arrest him now and bring him in for possession of a highly illegal proton accelerator.
Wait a minute, lady. Take a look around. Do you see it? Do you see this proton accelerator?
I have more than enough reason. We've been investigating this man for months.
Officer, we are from the SPD patrol branch on planet Cayenne. Please put your weapon down. We were sent here to investigate the same thing.
Yeah. Classify, jurisdiction.
SPD officers. So as she begins to lowers her weapon and begins to talk to you, the three other SPD officers shuffle out Adonis with his hands behind his head.
What information have you collected? The moment that we came here, this whole place has been ransacked and this man was hanging off the balcony here.
Mutant attacks have been on the rise throughout the city. New Tech City, the whole planet Earth, has been living, for the most part, in peace with other aliens until these mutants arrived.
We were sent here to investigate the accelerator. What do you know of it?
Well, it's a very powerful device. It could literally open up wormholes through space, allow other people to travel, or who knows what. It's just an enormous source of power.
That certainly sounds familiar, my friends, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We know that because this is actually the blueprint from our planet, which is why we were sent here to retrieve it. Now, we need you to take us to... Hang on a second. Do we want to go back to their headquarters?
As you kind of hang back, sidebar, there's a little update on your morphers. Joe's location.
Guys, what about Joe?
We gotta follow Joe. It's at a furniture warehouse.
Actually, why don't you go ahead and finish up here, and we'll be regrouping with our head branch.
Yes.
Thank you for your hard work.
Where are you guys?
You are dismissed. All right, guys, let's go.
We've decided to put our jurisdiction into your hands, so you have the jurisdiction. We're gonna go find some new jurisdiction.
No, I'm confused. Where are you guys going?
Classified. It's classified. You never saw us. Total high level security, so that's why we got the H. The H is for high level.
High level.
Wait, guys, we may need some backup for this.
My name is Lena Song. I'm Detective Song, D Squad, SPD.
I'm Vesper Vasquez.
H Squad.
Nice to meet you. I've never heard of this H Squad. However, you guys are from another planet. I
want to
help you guys.
Really?
My vehicle is at the bottom of the floor. Why don't you all hop in?
Detective,
you are no longer dismissed.
Yeah.
Can you give us your broadcast frequency? That way, if we have any trouble, we can call you.
But she might be able to take us to where Joe is right now in her
car. I think we could use her.
We can might get your help.
We can definitely use your assistance. Maybe
we have a lead on where the particle accelerator may be heading. If you
proton?
Like to, the proton accelerator.
Yes.
Shall we?
She's
get
got
going?
A speech impediment. That's all that it is.
Absolutely. We'll be making much more progress than we have in months. All right, let's go. And she turns around and heads out the double doors and pushes the button for the elevator.
The ping for your brother, Joe, Marv, keeps blinking.
Hope it stays the same.
We're so close.
This thing is 30 minutes slow, so if we just got that signal now, that means Joe just got there 30 minutes ago. So we don't know how much longer he'll be there for.
So, Song?
Yes.
Miss Song, Eddie, third level by...
Oh, goodness.
Thing.
Eddie, just call me Lena.
Oh, okay. Hi, Lena. I was just curious if you could tell us any more information about this invasion and if this proton accelerator has anything to do with it or connected to it.
I have no idea what is going on. However, mutant attacks have been on the rise in this city. We don't know where these mutants have come from.
Detective Song, how long have you been looking for this thing?
Months. It's like they appeared out of nowhere. I'm not sure where they're from, what planet, what realm, where on Earth. I don't know where they came from.
Maybe the accelerators.
And not only that, I have reason to believe there are human sympathizers with these mutants that are aiding them on their mission throughout the city. They've been collecting all sorts of technology. They're building something, I think.
This sounds very alliance-y.
It does. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the alliance wants to use it to open up
one. The elevator reaches the bottom floor. She makes a sharp right and walks into the parking garage. Her vehicle is waiting. A giant black SUV with tinted windows. Whoa. Hop on in, guys. Dick, dick.
That's a nice
the door's
ride.
Open.
Hey, so how fuel efficient is this thing?
Well, this is my civilian vehicle. You know, we have to blend in detective stuff. Got it.
Well, where from? These have been outlawed generations ago.
Generations ago.
Really? How did you guys get here?
We actually got here on one of our ships from my planet. Our planet.
Anyways, where are we headed?
We're headed here. I will send you the coordinates, but everything else is highly classified. I'm sure you understand.
Absolutely.
I'll transfer it over to you. Does your device have anything that can track this? This looks kind of archaic, to be honest.
I assume you're in the front seat now with Officer Song, the other Rangers in the back two seats. There is a flat 2D map of the city. It says you're on the Miraculous Mile, and this is my GPS system. And it says Sarmin on the bottom.
This is Vesper. She's our tech specialist. Vesper, could you help me upload this GPS into that thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
So I just push a few buttons on Marv's thing. All right, now Marv, you have to do a little circle with your arm.
Okay.
And you shake your body.
Do you have gesture controlled watches?
Okay.
That's the interesting technology that you have right there.
Hold on a second. I'm transferring the coordinates for you.
They're Vesper controlled.
Vesper controlled. I mean, I'm quite familiar with this city.
And then you say, it's boom time!
It's boom time!
You should have had the coordinates about 35 seconds
ago. What squad did you guys say you're at again?
H squad.
Sorry about that. Our technology is quite a bit different. It should have been uploaded. Do you mind checking within your
high security?
High level.
What's the name of the facility we're headed to?
Actually, I do not know. This is from the headquarters, which is why we are trying to ask for your help. If you would help us.
The New Tech City Furniture Outlet.
Go ahead and roll.
Oh.
Three or higher.
Okay. 4.
It says Oaks Home Furnishings.
Oaks Home Furnishings.
Did you say Oaks?
Oaks.
What? That's like a defunct factory.
Really?
Well, we have must be back in business.
Sounds like a good place for some conniving to me. Yeah.
I agree with you. All right, let's go. And so she starts headed off in that direction. It's at the edge of town, guys. They used to make really beautiful wood furniture, but I don't know anymore.
What happened to it?
I guess people stopped buying good old-fashioned tables and chairs.
There was no more wood.
Oh.
Oh, it is.
Well, like my uncle used to say, they don't make things like they used to, and I think those tables and chairs were so well constructed, nobody bought anymore because they just got handed down from generation to generation.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's a shame, but it makes sense. How long until we get to this Oaks furniture?
All right, we're pulling up right now, as we speak.
Fantastic. All right, guys, take caution as we do go in there. We don't know what could be in there. Is the sign still blinking?
All right, so she stops her car. There's a blink there, and I want you all to roll a d6. Let me know if anybody has a 5 or higher.
I'm going to super roll mine.
5.
I'm just rolling so bad today.
All right. Everybody who has a 5 or higher, as you look out of Detective Song's SUV, you see in the window a pair of binoculars, and then they retreat back into the window.
Whoa, guys, hold on.
So we didn't see that.
Right.
Hey, what's going on, Chloe?
Did you see that?
Yeah, I totally did. Guys, there's someone still in there. We saw a pair of binoculars looking through the window, but
we are being observed.
So we've been spotted.
Yes.
Then we have to move fast.
What? We've been spotted?
We've been spotted. We have to move fast.
And we have to move stealth.
Formation 37. Wait, you don't know what that is. Let me explain. So if we see them through the window, they're going to expect us to come in through the front door.
Yeah.
That means some of us should, and the others should flank from behind.
I like it.
Flank.
Flank from behind. I'm pretty stealthy. Suddenly, as the car rolls up to Oak's Home Furnishings, there is a giant hill of discarded, broken furniture pieces and a huge facility in the back. An explosion takes off.
Never mind, not Formation 37. We're all going in together.
Oh, gosh. What's happening?
Detective Song parks her car and runs out with her weapon drawn. Hurry! They're getting away!
Hyperblade blasters deploy. Let's go!
All right.
I pull out my hyperblade blaster.
We're running behind Detective Song.
All right. Suddenly, you hear a mass of people taking off. The blip on your morpher, anybody who's checking it, Joe has disappeared again.
He is so slippery!
The metal red front doors of Oak's Homes Furnishing whip open, and a silhouetted figure stands in the doorway, backlit by the light.
You, identify yourself.
Arr! Oh. A boss to be there! And when you look, he steps out of the doorway into the light. It looks like a wooden mannequin decorated as a pirate. He's got, instead of regular pirate hoop earrings, he's got door knockers for earrings. Oh. He's got peg legs. He's got peg arms. He's got peg fingers. And a big red silk handkerchief. And a thick, long coat with big cuffs. And the buttons are like brass furniture buttons. On his shoulder is a little mechanical wooden bird.
Oh my
God. He steps out. Officer Song draws her weapon, but steps back in fear. You again, you stupid pirate!
Okay, I've heard
you foiled everything. You're all, And then she looks at you guys. It's the mutant!
Lena, you know this guy?
Yes, I've seen him before. He has something to do with all these mutant uprisings.
You, freeze!
Yeah. Stop walking, you plank!
No, wait, you gotta speak pirate. Arr! Hand over your booty!
Oh, you scurvy landlubbers, are ya?
Scallywag, you!
All right, they call me Captain Pigs. It seems you do not want to know where your weapon is. He takes out a big curved metal sword. Oh. Birdie, why don't you take care of these scurvy sea dogs?
We don't want to hurt you.
All right.
So yes, we do.
A little too late for that.
He turns to his bird on his shoulder, as a blue and yellow macaw that clacks like wood and flaps towards all you guys.
Oh no, guys, I have a strict no violence against macaw policy.
Well, it's okay, I'm a bird, so basically.
No macaws! No macaws! Birdie will show you, birdie!
Okay, I'll make an exception. Does a straight dive down towards Vesper and tries to grab you by the hair. Okay, let's see. Roll to defend, my friend.
I'm super rolling my defend. Can I do that?
Well, it's you against Bert.
Woo! Three. We got supers.
Three plus two?
Plus, yeah, just three total.
Birdie swoops down very quickly from behind and then grabs onto your hair and yanks you all the way back until you fall backwards.
Best for your weave.
You take 6 points of damage. That'll show you, Birdie!
Guys, I think we should suit up.
Wait, what if this mutant isn't the main thing that we're fighting against? Then, well, yeah, you're right. All
right. It's right in front of us. I think it's the main thing we're fighting against.
We're going to be more fun. We have to use this.
Can I make a move against Birdie?
Yes.
So I'm really mad.
We're going to start our initiative now, popcorn initiative.
He took a little piece out of my hair.
Ew.
So I'm gonna get my Hyperblade Blaster, and I'm going to jump in the air, and I'm going to flip one arm, and I'm going to go, and slice on the bird.
Okay.
And this is super rolled.
All right.
So that's a 4 total. Oh. No.
Is that with the super or without the super?
That's with the super.
What's the total?
My.
All right, as you jump up into the air, you're just a little short of birding. You missed!
I'm going to have to really go against the COG policy.
Hey, guys. We should morph, but when we morph,
Wait, we can't right now. Cause
no, it's okay. If we morph, all we have to do is just call out the same thing. I remember seeing the video before. All they do is scream, SPD, emergency. And she won't know the difference. They have A squad and B squad. They're all endowed with the same armor that we are.
Okay.
If you
say so.
All right.
I think we should be fine.
Is that cool?
Dice will decide.
Maybe we shouldn't
change pre-recorded footage. Just let you know.
Guys,
well, the dice will decide how the world reacts to your actions. It is an RPG.
All right.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this isn't the best time to do it. I just.
Well, here's what I think. Well, before we do that, just to play it safe. Detective Song.
Yes.
We,
she's got her weapon aimed at the bird who's circling around Vesper menacingly.
We can take care of this thing here, but why don't you go around the back to make sure there's no other monsters hanging out or any other mutants accomplishing this?
Can't you call for backup?
Oh, yes.
Return to your car and call for backup?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Currently, A squad and B squad are preoccupied. A squad is in space. B squad,
you're D
well
squad.
Taken care of aliens.
You're D squad, though, right?
I am D squad. All right. However, I am D squad for detective.
I don't think she's gonna want to go, guys.
Okay.
I'll check around the back, checking for civilians.
That's a great idea.
That's what we need right now.
Fantastic.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Your service is much appreciated.
All right.
Absolutely. She runs off.
All right, guys.
Gets back into her car.
Ready?
And drives around.
Yes.
Ready?
Ready.
Yes. Ready.
It's morning time!
Hyperforce, ready! Power up! Hyperforce, blue! Ready! Power up!
Hyperforce, pink! Ready! Power up! Hyperforce, black! Ready! Power up!
Hyperforce, yellow! Ready! Power up!
Avast! Ye Power Rangers, are ye?
Yes, we be that thar.
Captain Pegs is not afraid of ye. And he kind of like taps his shoulder, showing off within the light a badge-shaped patch that is purple and black.
What? Badge? What?
It's kind of this shape.
Oh, is it? Do we recognize it as? Shape. Oh, so it's not like an SPD badge.
Patch.
Oh, pet. Okay, so it's not a badge.
Purple and black.
All
right. Like wiggly camo, purple and black pattern.
What are you protecting in there?
You too late, you Rangers. Arr, now I'll take you down. And he, Captain Pegs rushes towards you with his sword raised high. Roll to defend.
2, right? Oh my gosh, 11.
Whoa.
Just kidding, that's 2. What is, I got one like 20 times in a row. All right.
He jumps up with his peg legs, raising his blade towards your direction and slashing across your body. You'll get 11, 12, 13 points of damage. Take that, you ranger!
Ooh.
All right, that's it, Captain Pegs. We did not want to hurt you, but now that you have dealt us damage, it's time for you to deal with the Power Rangers.
Go get him, Jack.
Great use of your intimidation. You got to remind me about that.
I just intimidated like a pirate.
Yes, plus three to your roll.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, then, because I have my Hyper Blade Blaster already deployed, I'll go into blade mode and do a little bit of swashbuckling side strike.
All right. Woo. We have here a Fencery.
And that is a 7 plus 2 intimidation for
three
a 9. Oh,
nine.
3. That's a 10. Arr.
Arr. All right. A high, a low, a high, a low. It's hard to get your blade blaster through to Captain Pegs. He defends successfully.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was a 10?
He's got moves.
Yeah.
He's got moves.
My friends, we need to work together.
Definitely. Actually, this seems like a good time to use this.
What is it?
I raise my pink gem up in the air, and I say, Pink Battle Warrior! And then I get all real cool and
Yes, as your hand raises up to the air, big bolts of energy reach out. They create a giant, magnificent circle around you. You step through and you emerge with your pink battle warrior upgrade. It is your Hyperforce suit. However, there are the decorated elements that add to your attack and your damage value, plus 4 to attack and plus 6 to damage. Whoa. It's quite embellished, and you arrive quite magnificently.
Wow!
That's amazing,
Chloe. That is awesome.
It's pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie.
Most impressive.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, thanks. All right, I'm not messing around anymore. Mr. Pirate, it's time for you to walk the plank. Shiver me timbers, arr, scallywag, that's all I know. I pull out my Hyperion bow and I shoot 3 arrows right at him.
Where are you aiming and how much did you roll for?
Oh, I haven't rolled yet. So roll, okay.
You wanna roll higher than me to be successful?
I'm gonna super roll this.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Please help me.
Thank you guys for the supers. Honestly, they helped so much.
Okay.
Woo!
So, help me count.
That's
16. 16. Well, wait, well, and then plus 4?
Yeah, 20. Oh, 22.
22. Cool! So I shoot it at his... Wait, can you describe him to me one more time? I'm sorry.
All right, he looks like... It's gonna take some time. He looks like a wooden mannequin person with table legs. For legs and arms and little peg fingers. He's wearing a pirate's coat. However, it looks like it's made out of furniture upholstery, and he's got brass buttons. He also on his, what is it, my right shoulder, has a strange camo-shaped patch, and he has a scarf, a red scarf tied around his head and big hoop earrings, but if you look closely, they're actually door knockers.
Okay.
He's also got in his left hand a curved sword.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot at the tail of his jacket on his left side, and then I'm gonna shoot at his hand where the sword is. That's the left side too. Okay, then I'm gonna shoot at the right side for his coat. And then I'm gonna shoot one of his ears. I'm really trying to throw him off balance so maybe he can fall to the floor and we can pin him down.
All right, roll for damage.
Eleven.
All right, 11 points of damage. It is, and so all 3 arrows hit. I should have asked you before you rolled where they hit, but it's okay. Moving forward.
Okay.
Arg! So, an archer we have here.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You said 12.
damage?
Yeah. Okay.
11.
All right. Eddie Marv. Who's next?
Wait, that's wrong.
What?
A six. 13.
13 damage.
I can't count.
You better learn to count, pirates. You better learn to count.
It's true. Who's next? Eddie.
Yeah.
You should do something.
I will do something. I've just been amazed by your outfit. I'm just like, so Chloe-licious.
We'll take selfies after. Guys,
all right, right, all right.
All right.
Okay. Where's that bird at? Is it still floating around?
It's still harassing Vesper.
We're going to stop that right now. Has it grabbed Vesper?
It did once. She fell back on the floor. Now it's like circling around, menacingly.
Okay. I want to go back.
That's the end of Birdie's turn.
Okay. We're going to play a little. I'm going to play. You know what? I'm a bit of an athlete. We're going to play a little bit of baseball here.
Ooh. Baseball?
Yeah.
A pirate can't play baseball.
Oh, but a ranger can. So I'm going to run over to Vesper, pull out my Oceanus Trident, right, and then I'm going to hit that bird so hard towards Captain Pegs.
Show him his boss.
I'm going to give him the bird.
All right, roll to hit the bird.
I'm going to super do this.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. What are you doing there? Leave my birdie alone.
Oh, no. I'm going to give you your bird back.
Darn.
Hopefully. Maybe. We will see. 7. So I run to the bird. Get away from Vespa's hair. It's very nice product.
You jump higher than you have remembered in a long time, and you swat down that bird like a baseball, flying back towards Captain Peg.
And the crowd goes wild.
Ready? Go ahead and roll for damage.
I will.
Ooh, bring it back, Vesper. Bring it back.
8.
8. It is.
Bye-bye, birdie.
Yeah!
No!
And then I,
Birdie, what have you done to my birdie? I'm very angry.
And then the bird limps up, and then
Captain Pegs offers a peg finger. It hops back onto my finger, and I place it on my shoulder.
Oh,
my eyes
kind of
grow red and angry towards you, Eddie.
Not towards us.
And then I pick up the little piece of hair that it ripped out, and I like put it on back on Vesper's
head. Oh, thank you! But it's like on top of my helmet instead.
I stick it in like the little crevice of the helmet.
So.
It's a thought that counts.
It's like, you know what, Eddie? In case you need to clone me.
Okay.
Oh. Well, it's better than licking the wall or something.
Hey. I'm gonna go to Mar before.
Can I? Chloe, I'm gonna need your help for this one. I'm gonna need you to blow
you rangers do a lot of talking. I'm growing impatient.
Just blow a gust of wind and distract them, okay?
All right.
Can I do a partner attack where she doesn't do any damage? I just want her to distract it so I could have an advantage on.
Absolutely.
Jumping.
Do your teamwork attack, and they're now easier.
I start spinning, and then I send a whirlwind towards the pile of junk that's all piled up.
And I'm gonna run around, so she's gonna send the whirlwind that way. I'm gonna run around just so I can, if the guy is looking at the whirlwind, I could jump him from the back. And I wanna, can I get advantage for that?
Yeah, go ahead and both roll.
Cool. So it's either 8 or 9. 9?
Why would you get advantage, remind me?
Because he's distracted.
Oh yeah, that's from the, yeah. No, you would, no, you wouldn't. What was, was the first one 8?
Yeah.
Because that's like, surprise attack.
Yeah, but that's what I was asking.
Chloe.
I roll 2?
Teamwork attack, right?
Oh, okay. 1 or 2?
Well, it's fine, because I'm not getting the advantage anyways from her being the person being distracted.
No, you cannot! It's like chess, so, you touch it, you move it!
3.
Okay.
You can go ahead and roll another one.
Wow. 1. This side of the table.
All know, right. As you attempt to
I just
charge
pin him down.
Forward towards Captain Pegs.
He sees ya, and he draws out his sword and spins it around.
Does it attack land?
No, you tried to attack first.
Yeah.
However, it missed. And he tries to do another attack towards you.
Okay, do I...
Go ahead and roll to defend.
That is a 3, 4, 5. I can't do much. I'm trying, Eddie.
12 points of damage.
Who are you working for? 12 points of damage, great.
Ouch.
Uh-oh. You rangers are becoming quite the thorn in my side. Not like you would understand what that means. Captain Pegs walks over towards the giant pile of defunct furniture from Oak's Furniture Company. He takes out a grenade throws it into the hill of furniture and also takes cover.
Come on.
Go ahead, roll to also attempt to take cover.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna super this one.
Two or one?
Two.
Two. Two, I think, in this case.
Oh my, 3.
Okay,
oh,
that,
nice.
That,
yeah.
7.
7.
9.
13.
3. That's everybody three. But Marv takes, because you said 13, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
I got 11 plus 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody but Marv takes 12, 13, 15 points of damage. As the giant grenade explodes and wood shoots out in all directions, hitting some of you, except for Marv. Hitting all of you except for Marv.
Guys, are you okay?
Yeah.
That'll show you to make my silly, silly pirate jokes. I'm the pirate here, the only one. And that was for hurting Birdie.
Oh. Whoa, parlay, Captain Pegs. We
Chloe,
would like
you
a parlay.
Take him down. No one else can touch him.
No, you shall be all taken down.
Okay. Didn't work. He
scratches at his shoulder patch.
Oh. All right,
we gotta find out what that patch is all about.
I was thinking maybe I can shoot an arrow.
And pin him down?
Yeah, my other attack didn't pin him down like I had hoped. So maybe this one will?
Let's do it.
All right.
I just hope he doesn't become a giant problem.
Oh, geez. I think...
Well, who knows? I mean, this universe, they might not get all big.
Yes. Maybe this is the one universe where the monsters don't get big. We can only hope, Marv.
We don't
get
that.
Getting big? I don't need to get big to defeat you, Rangers.
Why? Wow, he's got good hearing.
Yeah. Chloe, I say take the shot.
Take the shot.
Right. Do it, Chloe. All right, I start running towards him, and as I'm running towards him, I do a bit of like a whirlwind and then shoot my arrow, and it torpedoes right towards his shoulder.
Go ahead, roll.
I'm gonna super, super do it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Please! Ooh, cool. 6 plus 10, 14?
14. As you jump up and let your arrow fly, it heads straight for his patch. Arr! It hits him in the shoulder, going into his shoulder. He pulls out the arrow, also pulling out the patch.
Oh.
It exposes a wound, bubbling, purple, oozing from his shoulder. And then he gets more large, and he enormous.
You were right. I was wrong.
So, hey,
I was
Mark,
wrong.
This is the
I
universe
admitted.
Where the monsters get large, you know what? You wanted to know.
You were right.
You guys said I just did it.
No! Power Rangers! I did not want to do that! Oh! And then he's moving his legs. He starts smashing the furniture warehouse building. Oh, the beautiful
guys,
furniture!
To limit the damage that he causes, we need to call our Zords now.
No, I don't want to damage the furniture. I want to damage you.
What? He seems to want to protect the furniture and destroy us.
I wonder what he's got in that furniture.
Should we?
Why
somebody appreciates fine handicrafts.
I think that we maybe not hurt him, but maybe hurt some of his friends.
I see a chair just hanging out, and I smash it.
What are you doing? Smashing your furniture, birdie! Go after that one! That wretched, wretched woman!
Birdie, who is now big.
We need to call her Zords, guys.
That's all right.
We can't.
Swoops in towards Vesper. He's now the size of a small airplane, like a... I don't know if I can say brand names on here. A small two-seater airplane.
A Shmershna?
A Shmershna.
A Shmershna.
Well, I guess it's a bigger target, right, guys?
Roll to defend.
Okay, I'm going to mega defend. Wait, that's attack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna super defend. Nine.
I'll show you. And then he swoops and dives down. It's like being hit by a giant vehicle flying from the sky. He's made from wood. He gives you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 11 points of damage.
Yikes.
Okay. You barely miss.
That was not worth breaking a chair over, guys. Not recommended.
He lands back on Captain Pig's shoulder.
If you don't want to destroy the furnitures and you don't want to destroy anything but hurt us, prove it. Shrink back down to our size.
It's too late. All right. You uncovered me, Patch.
We didn't know that's what it did!
It was so obvious to hit the patch!
My friends, look, we've said it 5 times tonight, but we haven't done it.
What?
We need to work together.
Yes.
Join me in deploying our vortex vector weapons, and as one, we will skin that bird.
Let's do it.
I like it.
All right, go ahead.
Hyper blade blasters out, switch, everyone together.
Your individual weapons turn into a giant cannon. Not your blade blasters. You have a V weapons, which is the original time. Yes.
Semantics!
Got it. All right, weapons. Rangers, have your rangerly moment. Put together your individual weapons. Vesper, you've never seen this before.
No.
I'll help you out.
First, the yellow Kreas hammer. Then, across the top, perpendicular. That's right, Chloe, your pink bow. An arrow set. And then alongside that, the claws. The twin daggers. And on top of all of that, the black disc from Vesper. You paraded the ultimate weapon. However, will it be powerful enough to take down Captain Pigs?
Yeah,
Let's find out. Roll 2d6, boss. Or 1d as a group.
You guys should have a card.
I have the card in front of me.
What does it say on there?
It says 100 damage total.
Ooh.
2 shots of energy bolts and used as a finishing move for small bird-like. Okay, I added that. Small enemies.
All right. Go ahead. Aim at birdie.
All right.
Quantum Quest, that 2 die or 1?
One. We'll do one.
Wait, we should aim
at... Why are we aiming at birdie? We should aim at pig.
It's more effective on smaller creatures.
Smaller creatures, smaller enemies. And it's on a shoulder. If you miss, maybe you get a headshot. Oh!
Yeah. Alpha here. It's a very good idea.
Okay. Thanks, Alpha. I'm super well-mined.
Rando!
Rolling it!
Yeah! We just won.
Yes!
Can I add a super to it?
Go ahead, yeah. Super is before the roll, guys.
I did.
Okay. Eight.
Five.
11.
Eleven.
Wait, was it one or two?
Sorry. 13.
Are we adding?
One.
No.
Six.
Four.
Lightning for 6.
Ooh. Very interesting. And as you raise your team weapon, the Hyper Vortex Blaster, towards Birdie Paka, he opens his mouth to screech at you. Paka! And he eats the beam
of your weapon and is totally obliterated into splinters.
However, Polly want a vortex?
However, roll to defend. Now you're gonna roll 2d6.
What?
From the attack. Well, explosion.
It's throwing splinters back at us.
Oh.
No!
5.
8.
5.
7.
7. Everybody who got higher than 7? All right, everybody else got 9 points of damage except for Mark.
Ooh, what?
Oh my goodness.
Why do you tease? I thought I was going to be good.
You all get 2 points of energy I'm going to add them now, sorry, for successfully taking down Birdie, though.
Okay. Oh, yay.
Right. You mean strange little wooden macaw is no longer in the picture?
It's gone.
That's right. He's completely obliterated.
Good job, Jack.
That's awesome, brothers!
Good job.
You've become quite a pest in my side. Avast, you rangers. I shall take you down one by one. Uh-oh. So I'm going to say, since you all use that, we're going to start a new round of initiative. Captain right. Pegs, now all alone, goes towards you and tries to raise his now giant sword like a fly swatter on you guys as a group.
We're rolling to defend again. All righty.
Okay. I'm gonna super this. I'll be fine. I'm gonna super this one.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, good. I need it.
Yep.
7. 8.
12.
7.
Ooh. 7.
You all take.
What?
Nice.
Why are you laughing?
Just we're all like proud and
celebrating. I got 12.
The rolling is just starting to feel like just fun at this point.
He lowers his big sword down on you, splat, and you take 21 points of damage.
Whoa!
All of you.
21. Whoa!
Yeah. That'll show you.
Alpha.
And that was for Birdie.
Alpha, come in, Alpha. I'm feeling a little like. Week, how much HP do I have left?
I'm unsure.
Oh, okay.
It may be 53 minus 21. Or excuse me. It might be 30 points of health HP now. And so you all should feel extremely worn out. You still have your suits on, but you just took a beating by this giant furniture pirate dude.
Okay, there's no more time for this. Line, Hyperforce Zord, online! And I wanted to. Can I make an attack as it comes in?
No.
Alright, cool.
However, you can take your turn. It's a free action to call it, but it's not a free action to use it.
I'm gonna teleport into it, and I wanna do a jump up, and I wanna do a clawed pounce, so I don't like. Break everything around me, and I just want to smash on him, and I just want to do my...
Yarg, what's this? He raises to defend from the hyper, the pounce of the lion.
And I'm gonna super this one.
Yeah!
Good. That is gonna be a 14 to hit.
The lion jumps up gracefully and lands his pounce on Captain Pegs.
Okay, sweet. So I get to roll damage. And I get to roll this one. Oh, great.
Oh.
Oh. That is a 9.
A 9 damage. Okay.
Wow. I'm so strong.
That's after 3d6?
It hurts.
Yeah, I know. It hurts. All right.
Have one Vesper. Mega. Very. Use it very carefully, guys.
Yes.
Vesper, we're going to need your help.
All right, Cerberus Hyperzord online! All right, and with my doggo, I'm gonna add a d6 to my damage with my tail mace. And, no, actually, I wanna do my three-headed shred.
Okay.
So I wanna jump onto right where the patch was. Purple part was. Yeah.
and I just want to sink my head and my mace into it.
Okay.
Can I borrow a d6, please?
Yes.
And I'm going to super roll this one. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Everybody like screenshots my face is like, oh, I see what you did there. You said 14, huh? So yes. You jump up and
so meta.
You rise above Captain Pegs, and then your Zord flips around. Its tail, the mace end of its tail, slams into the shoulder. Arrgh! I really felt that one. Get away! I hate dogs. Not a dog person at all. And roll for damage.
All right, and I'm going to mega roll.
Okay.
10, 11, 12, 13, and mega's 14, 15.
All right. However, he's still standing on both peg legs. Vesper, whose turn is it next?
All right, Chloe. Let's do.
Everyone's in their Zords, how cool.
It's okay, you have the battle armor.
It's true, it's so, very similar. It's very Zordy. Similar, I don't need
What's
a Zord.
What's taking so long?
All right, sweet, 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 sweet. Cool. Guys, I don't know what I should do. I'm a little in. He's busting me up.
Okay, you could just use your Hyperion bow and just aim at his feet. Maybe it'll do enough damage to at least throw him off balance.
Or
and
we'll handle it for up here. Spot too.
All right.
Is that his weak spot?
Yeah. Okay. Shoulder. The shoulder?
Yeah. Think?
He's got a wound there. It's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I pull up my Hyperion bow, load in 3 arrows, and aim them all towards his shoulder where the ooze is coming out of it. I'm gonna super, super do it.
Okay, go ahead. You get a piece of energy for all successful attacks. I don't know. I'm sorry, I thought somebody else was adding it for you. So I'm gonna start with Vesper. She got a successful attack, so she got a point of energy.
Fifteen
points. It is a hit as you
yes.
open up the wings of your Phoenix Zord and send those sharp feathers flying towards Captain Pegs. He tries to knock them away unsuccessfully. Roll your damage.
It was my Hyperion bow.
Oh, okay.
So it does 12 damage.
Whoa.
Wait. Oh, you're still on the ground. All right, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was my bow. So then 12 plus 6, so that's 18 damage.
18 damage.
We didn't add the damage from the Hyperion bow before either, but it's already passed.
You said 18? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're stronger than our Zords.
Chloe, you are killing it.
Yeah! maybe don't get in the Zord.
Burrito rage!
All right. Chloe, whose turn is it next? We got Jack, we got Eddie.
Jack, do something awesome!
Eddie.
Yeah.
We need to do something awesome.
I'm all there.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You've got that water attack power.
I do.
There's nothing pirates hate more than drowning.
Yes.
What can we do? Can I give you a little Kreas Hammer launch?
Yeah. Kreas Hammer launch. Then I give him a little bit of the Oceanus Trident splash in the face.
Awesome!
Let's do it!
Hyper Force Teamwork! All right, so I'm going to deploy the Kreas Hammer. I'm going to invite my teammate to perhaps put a foot on it. And I am going to take a step back and then launch him towards the pirate monster.
All right, both roll.
And do I get +3 teamwork?
Yes, you do.
Yay!
Just roll one.
Yeah. Hyper Sonic!
Five.
Cha-ching.
2 + 3, 5.
5 + 5. And so as you hoist Eddie up into the air quite successfully, he lands his water-based attack
Right on Captain Pegs. Where are you aiming?
Right in his face.
In his face. That's a very high way for a Power Ranger to go.
That's very high. But after I do it, I'm gonna like land on like his shoulder. I can catch him.
Combine your damage.
Huh? Yep. Oh yes.
What? Me too? Oh.
Teamwork.
Oh.
Teamwork.
Oh, quanto. Oh, okay, I got a 6.
And I got a 3. 9.
9 total? Alright, yeah. 9 total. However, Eddie, it is your turn.
Alright, so now I am actually up on the back of the shoulder of the monster.
This is gonna be good!
Hey, look at me! I'm burning! Oh wait, he was destroyed! I'm just making...
Oh, get off me!
That's the way, Eddie! Take him out!
So since I'm right on his shoulder, am I above the wound?
I guess so.
Yeah, so well, I'm just gonna take the trident and just stab right now.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not playing games anymore.
Ooh. All right, so go ahead and
super in it.
Roll.
You shall not attack my friends. Yes! Wow. 10 plus 2, 12!
That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12!
Try as he might, Captain Peg starts to shiver in his timbers. Mm-hmm. The trident penetrates deep down into his shoulder. It begins to crack. Water flows from your trident. And what happens to wood when it touches water? It begins to swell.
Yeah.
He swells at the seam and he cracks past his shoulder. He swells and explodes out of his pirate clothing. Brass buttons flying everywhere. Thank goodness you had a super because I rolled 11.
Yeah, I did. Do I fall off now?
Suddenly, you land on the floor in a giant tidal wave.
Yo, wait.
Get in here!
I'm gonna give you 5 stars.
Roll.
Oh! Dang it.
Uh-oh.
Nice try. 2 or higher.
Oh, my. Oh, 2 okay. or higher. That's cool.
I got 1!
Marv, in almost slow motion, reaches out to catch his falling friend. However, his friend just surfs on.
Marv,
past
I told you
him.
About depth what? Perception! and then I guess I land on the ground.
You just slide in up against the building, a giant wave of water passing through. Captain Pegs is no more.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Wow. Yay. Good job, Eddie. All right.
All right.
Sword offline.
Suddenly, Detective Song's vehicle spins around the front. Really cool, like, drifting style.
Nice
into
timing.
The seed.
Could happen.
Rangers! You guys have the Ranger program on your planet, too?
Hey, H-Squad.
Yeah, Cayenne.
Well, H-Squad, this is beyond my pay grade. Giant tsunami-level waves.
It was also beyond
Zords.
That guy's peg leg.
Yay! You guys come with me now. Get into the car. I gotta take you to SPD headquarters.
Before you take us, what did you find?
Civilians evacuated the area.
Great.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for your...
You're talking to us very aggressively.
We're still friends, right, Lena?
We are still from the same department.
I mean,
you realize
that,
right?
We just got rid of that huge monster that you make in trouble for you. And...
Alpha, Officer Song wants to take us to SPD headquarters. What do you think about that? That's our commanding officer.
Hi, Jack. You shouldn't be communicating in front of other people.
Look, I'm talking to my wrist. Hey, you're like, oh, yes.
Totally fine.
You okay?
I'm all right.
I think we're going to take a ride.
All right. Remember your cover story, Rangers.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You get inside Officer Song's vehicle.
Should we?
No.
I think we have to.
No.
Well,
think
about...
No.
What's next?
You're gonna run away?
Exactly. You know? Good point, Marv. Should we?
Guys, they're good people.
Helmets off. All right, helmets off. All right, Officer Song, take us
To your officers.
I have trouble getting in because of all my silver pads and stuff.
You get, like elk horns.
Yikes.
All right. I'm going to escalate this all the way to Commander Kruger's officer. Don't go away. We're now going to go to our 5-minute break. Woo!
Pikachu.
What's it about? Who's in it?
Ryan Reynolds.
Who else is in it?
Bill Nighy.
Who else is in it?
Justice Smith.
Justice Get Down. This movie, Detective Pikachu, being produced by Legendary Pictures, is in full motion. They have a cast. Who is everyone going to be playing? We do know that Justice Smith will be playing the child who is going to be asking Detective Pikachu for aid to help find his missing father. Who are these other characters going to be? What is the actual plot going to be? What can we expect from this Detective Pikachu movie?
Well, I think the interesting thing that we should also point out is the fact that they're making a movie about a game that has not come out in America yet.
That's right. It's only been out in Japan. It came out 2 years ago in Japan,
yeah,
I believe.
Something like that. And it's like, it makes sense to option this as a real movie because the premise is already there. I am surprised they picked Ryan Reynolds because everyone on the internet definitely sees Detective Pikachu and wants Danny DeVito. And I say, hashtag bring Danny DeVito
bring
back.
Bring Danny DeVito!
Bring Danny DeVito
we want, back. I'm the Pikachu for the job, not, hey, I'm the Pikachu for the job. You know what I mean? That's like the two.
I feel like it's harkening back to like Who Framed Roger Rabbit type deal.
I feel that too.
Where it's going to be a mixture of live action and 3D. How is the world going to be presented? Pokemon everywhere? Or is there just like, did Pikachu come from a totally different dimension?
Like a Howard the Duck situation, which I really hope is not a Howard the Duck situation.
Yeah, and how are people eating Pokemon now? Is like, is everyone's like, hey, look, hey, have a Mootank pizza slice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do with it.
The script is being written by Alex Hirsch from my favorite, Gravity Falls, and
Nicole Perlman of Guardians of the Galaxy. I feel like it's in pretty good hands.
Yeah, and it's being directed by Rob Letterman, who did Goosebumps, which I actually really enjoyed Goosebumps, Monsters vs. Aliens, and many more. So it looks like it's coming together really nicely. I hope it is like a huge Flame Roger Rabbit scenario.
Yeah.
I think Bill Nighy is probably the bad guy.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
If it's a kid's movie, Bill Nighy is definitely like the bad guy who's just very brooding.
Oh, yeah, totally. He's gonna have tentacles that come out of his mouth. He's gonna be on a ghost ship. He's going to like always try to like go after Johnny Depp.
Exactly. Well, let us know what you think. What are your predictions for the film? Are you excited? And what changes would you like to see? Let us know in the comments below. And don't forget to like and share the video as well.
Buddy, I'm Cucumber.
And I have a Z.
I'm Chunk.
Whoa.
And I am Ryan, your DM.
No one cares.
Oh.
I'm Amber, the token girl.
We kind of care.
We are Perception Check.
A horn sounds. You don't have to repeat every single sound that you hear out in the wild.
We're going to be doing our show here on Hyper RPG on Mondays at 9 p.m.
Yeah. Mondays. It'll be
already,
so
already
much
fun. Over.
Yeah.
Oh, you know sorry.
What? Repetition
so.
Is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then people remember. 9 o'clock, Mondays. Hyper RPG.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mondays. 9 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
Mondays. 9 o'clock.
Careful.
Monday.
He'll come get you.
Mondays. 9 o'clock. Mondays!
Hey, see ya. You're there.
And then we're at the top of the hill. I look to the gate and I say, I'm here to talk to the six princes. They're like, oh, yes, sir. And they open up the gates. And I march on in and I go up and I say, hey, where's the best and most powerful of the princes? They're like, oh, this guy right over here. That's Prince Joe. And I say, okay, I'm going to go up and talk to Prince Joe. And I'm up at the top and I'm talking to Prince Joe. I'm like, hey, Joe. So here's what's happening. Crap, why did I come here?
Wait, what are we doing?
Hello, and
Welcome to Dungeon Incorporated. We appreciate your interest in the roguelike program and your willingness to participate in our clinical trials. At Dungeon Incorporated, we value data above all else. It is data that we need and data that brings you here today. Remember to take your medication. Using the patented roguelike EEG system, we will subject you, willingly of course, to a simulation generated by our extensive analyst focus group. These simulation scenarios will extract your brainwaves, data, and log them into our ever-growing roguelike database. Your brain and creative reaction to our voluntary scenarios will help us at Dungeon Incorporated to create the ideal role-playing game scenario. Don't forget to take your medication voluntarily. The roguelike system, building a better RPG with the voluntary use of your brain, data, at Dungeon Incorporated.
Detective Song has brung you into SPD headquarters. She comes into the room, a quiet office. Detective Song reporting in. Commander Kruger, I have 5 Power Rangers here from the Kyan planet.
Have a seat.
Officer Song sits down. She ushers the rest of you in.
All of you. Have a seat.
Sitting down.
Commander?
Hi.
Officer Song.
Commander?
Debrief me, quickly.
I was on the scene investigating the proton accelerator. We brought in Adonis Washington for possession. However, he claims it was stolen. Also at the scene were these 5 Rangers.
Rangers?
Yes, at the time I did not know they were Rangers. They claimed to be SPD officers from the Lion Galaxy.
And you believed them?
I did.
SPD, a term specific to this planet.
It is not a term specific to this planet, and you know it as an alien.
SPD, huh?
Space Patrol Delta.
Yeah.
Yep.
H Squad, sir.
Look, we have the same objectives of you guys, as you two.
And what's your objective?
We are trying to find the...
To be honest...
The P accelerator.
Commander, we could not tell her because she was... Our mission is highly classified.
This is her jurisdiction. Know. She's a higher rank than you. I would suggest you command at the utmost respect to Detective Song.
We were not aware. We were not...
You're aware you're on Earth, correct?
We're currently aware.
And you are from where? Mission. I'm still unclear of that.
No, everything is clear, sir.
Where are you from?
We're from the planet Kyan.
Kyan, and your embassy failed to notify me of your activities here.
Yes.
One of our
commanding officers is
covert
here.
Interrogating an individual whose apartment was broken into.
One of our commanding officers were missing in action here on Earth, and we were sent here, and our embassy should have notified you, but I guess it has not reached here in time.
Just failed to reach my desk.
Excuse me. These Rangers did prove useful. They led me to an additional location at the Oaks Furniture.
We were actually wondering if we could ask for your assistance, Commander.
Led you how?
They had tracking devices on them.
Tracking who?
That's what I was just coming to. We need your assistance. We have lost one of our officers, and we have pinpointed his location here. On Earth, though his whereabouts seem to be not fully known.
You're tracking one of your officers and happen to lead you to a crime scene and then another crime scene.
That is surprisingly correct.
An officer.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen, I believe our Ranger gear and the fact that we just defeated one of your main problems.
Main problems.
The
furniture man.
That guy.
He wasn't a problem, he was a nuisance.
Well, you're welcome. That nuisance.
We stopped that
while destroying his building at the same time.
Listen. He did that. We did. Yeah, we had
so
all that. Who covers the collateral damage? By the way, is that, should I send the invoice to Planet Cayenne?
Oh, that would
yes,
be.
Yes, please. Or you can send it with us, and we'll try to cover it as soon as we possibly can.
Just help us find our officer, and we will be out of here. We'll get things sorted with the embassies, and we'll be out of here. Commander, I do believe they may be the link. Oh. To the increased mutant violence that has been occurring in New Tech City.
These individuals?
Absolutely.
Then we should arrest them.
Whoever they've been tracking.
Whoever they're tracking. What? You have reason to believe is the reason we're having issues with
I'd hate to point mutants. A flaw in your logic, but why would we stop
If you have direct information
mutants?
On what could have possibly led to the uprising of mutants in the last
we
couple of years.
We have no idea what's been going on.
So,
in
but
this
you
planet.
Just happen to be tracking a fan.
Yes.
Officer,
yes.
Mind officer. You, who is in line with one of the largest threats to this area?
That is correct. And should we find anything wrong in what he did within our laws, we will take him in ourselves. Or you can take him to your jurisdiction, whatever you'd like to do. My main purpose and this goal for this mission is to find him. Can you help us? As SPD branch of Earth.
Currently, A Squad is off planet. B Squad is training.
We will take whatever you
The best
can
help you're
with.
Gonna get is Detective Song. She's qualified.
Fantastic.
And has been working on this case for the last 2 years.
What if we can kind of collaborate forces? We have ways of tracking individuals, but
only you're suggesting I don't just confiscate your tracker and use it for our own
you
means.
You want to come? Oh, I mean, you.
We would like to keep peace and diplomacy
we
within our
planet. We want to keep peace here. So,
just a reminder, guys. As he revealed himself, you're talking to a blue dog-shaped man.
What? Yes.
Oh well, you didn't say that before.
I kind of noticed, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to know if that.
I appreciate you not staring.
Yes. Here. Why don't we help each other out here? We have ways of tracking, but it is on a bit of a delay. Maybe we can connect technologies together to accelerate our tracking so it can be more accurate, and then you can use that later on in your missions to find and capture any mutant infestations.
Hold on a second. We're not exactly allowed to divert.
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't that going to change history?
We can't really.
What was that, ma'am?
Nothing.
We
no,
cannot
I'm sorry.
Give our technology to foreign planets. It's interstellar.
The
laws.
Codex and
you
stuff.
You know how it is. You're
could
from
be a virus.
Planet as well, are you not?
Yeah.
Could infect your whole system.
Yeah.
And if you are SPD officers and you operate under the same laws that govern this universe, that I do, any information that you have, you should be sharing to this jurisdiction, given that this is a problem that takes place within my jurisdiction as the commander. I could demand you hand these things over, and you would, by your position, be forced to
you
do so.
You could do that, and you could also wage a war within the planet Cayenne. Is that what you like to do?
Excuse me.
That is all I'm saying. We are officers from a different planet. Now, we would like
if
to
If your story
together,
checks out, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay.
Our commander here has the technology to read your heart rates, pulse rates, breathing, and other biology to determine if you are lying or not. This is
Fantastic.
How we determine here through SPD if they are guilty or not guilty.
Hey,
I don't have access to this technology, but I heard you might.
Vesper, you'll be fixed
yes.
up.
Hey, Emma.
You. Are you really from Planet Cayenne?
Yes.
And it goes, bloop. And it has a green, telling the truth, not guilty.
Please keep asking me questions.
Hey, what's up, dog? Hey, fellow dog lover.
Look, we don't
dog
have much
lover.
Time. Our transmission, we have his coordinates, and he keeps missing every time we get there. And what we have, I guess, what we've come to the conclusion of is that he is 30 minutes ahead of us. So whenever we get a point of his location, we need to be there instantly. We're running out of time. I would love to play this game with you, but we do not have much time.
We've been tracking these individuals.
Have you seen an individual with...
Absolutely.
What have you shared with them in regards to the mutants?
I told them they have been a problem. Increased attacks, violence, and trouble.
I also told them that they were collecting something. That we suspect at SPD that these mutants are building some kind of technological device.
Things have gone missing in the last 6 months.
And they know about the proton accelerator.
You do.
Who told them about the proton accelerator?
I apologize. I told them about the proton accelerator.
We'll get to that later.
But we were
at the location where it was taken.
Absolutely.
Yes. Tracking this individual, who very clearly must be in line with Napoleon.
Napoleon.
We don't even know.
Are you sure?
Well, we do, but we don't really.
I don't think it's a Napoleon.
Now, whoever this individual is definitely not at a rank high enough to make these kinds of decisions on their own. We know who they're reporting to.
That's starting to make sense. I agree.
You don't know of Napoleon Rich?
We are not familiar.
What kind of research have you done on this officer that you've had go missing that seems to be running in line with Napoleon?
His mission was highly classified. We were just declassified as of recently.
Look, we just miss him very much, and we would like to find him as soon as possible.
He's a part of our team, Commander. And you can imagine what it would be like to lose one of your most valuable officers and the lengths that you would go to recover him or her.
Especially if they were breaking the law in my own jurisdiction. Yes, of course. Now...
But we would never know that if we don't get to talk to that person, and we can't talk to that person unless we find him.
Now, you will arrest that person.
Oh. Yes.
For as far as we know, this individual has stolen a proton accelerator and delivered it to none other than Napoleon Rich.
Well, we don't know that,
that's
Commander.
That's a big assumption.
A pretty big assumption.
I would like to share with you...
Discreetly, everybody roll a d6. Three or higher.
Nope.
Oh, yes. Four.
Everybody has a three or higher.
Eddie got a one, I got a one.
Okay,
so only
you two notice that Joe's location has been updated at the outskirts of town, warehouse district.
What's going on? Hey, you guys.
We gotta get out of here.
What?
We have to get out of here.
Let's say whatever we need to say. So we can get out of here and ditch these guys.
The information.
Yes, so as I said before, we found the location of his whereabouts. We are not sure.
And I assume that the look on your face means you know where he is now.
Not quite. We know where he was 30 minutes ago.
And where is that exactly?
Is there any way I could transfer this location to your database?
I could give you my IP address. 192.168.1.1.
That's pretty good, man.
Okay.
It's a local area network. As long as you're on the Wi-Fi, you should be fine.
We can skip the hokey pokey for
right now. Imagine we get DDoS right now.
Commander, we have such advanced technology here.
What was the IP?
Can't we do something better?
Look, the second they log into our network, we're going
to... All right, could we rely on you?
This information... That's the last known whereabouts we had on Napoleon.
It seems our data intersects.
Our time window is closing up. In the next... Who knows? He might not be there anymore.
If we're going to help each other, I'd like to show you a piece of footage before you leave.
Oh.
We confiscated the security systems from within... What's that idiot's name?
What idiot's name?
The rich asshole.
Oh, Adonis Washington?
Yes. Adonis.
Hey, you watch your language, sir.
Oh, pardon
me. Bad dog.
You know, he was about to get married to this Edwita Banks. You know, maybe it was a wedding gift or something. He's kind of weird. He had all sorts of questions.
I'd prefer not to have a run-in with the Banks family.
All right.
Is this going
to... I'm sorry, did you say...
Classified information.
What
were you saying?
No, but I heard a Banks...
Yes, a very wealthy family that controls a lot of the tech in this town.
Yo, Eddie, you rich?
Eddie, don't get too involved in the way I cover.
Now, I would like to show you some of the security footage, if you would like to share some information before...
We've shared all that we can. All we have is his...
Well, maybe you can help us.
Ask me anything.
Oh, God.
I think the saying goes, you scratch our back, we scratch yours.
Oh, it's because he's a dog.
Is it dog thing?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what I told you about dog puns?
What are you talking about?
That's a common Earth saying.
We'll talk about this later.
She didn't say belly, Commander.
As you can see in this video, you'll notice that the screen door to the outer balcony opens, but no one is visible. The safe opens, and no one is visible. The proton accelerator happens to travel its way out the window, over the balcony, and disappears, with the said owner of the apartment chasing after it, jumping over the ledge to try to capture it, and then hanging from the balcony. Does this individual that works with you have any tech that might allow them to levitate objects from a distance while also opening safes and opening doors?
Not that we know of.
Not that we're
aware. Or perhaps hologram projection.
Not that we're aware of. No.
Or perhaps invisibility.
What? This isn't magic.
All of our techs really are very similar to your A squad or your B squad. That's pretty much it. We can summon a weapon at will, really.
Shouldn't we just tell him the truth?
We don't really know the extent of Joe's power as well.
Young ma'am, does this perpetrator have advanced technology that allows them to use powers of invisibility?
I'm not fully aware of his technology.
I don't think he's not doing...
Lies!
Well, I'm not fully aware of his technology. That's not a lie!
Listen, truth,
I'm
lies,
not the
truth, lies, what morally gray area.
If we do find our partner, our missing teammate, maybe you can ask him your questions in person.
Detective Song.
Commander.
I would prefer if you keep these individuals between us.
All right.
Last thing I want is some sort of media outbreak about officers from Cayenne trying to handle our mutant problem.
We do not want that as well.
Understood, no. Commander.
No profile.
But I also put them completely in your responsibility. You will report back to me every other hour.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I shall outfit them with disguises appropriate to the area. I shall make them true undercover officers working under me, which is, of course, under you.
Correct.
Can we get us media jackets?
We have advanced surveillance technology. We can get visual feeds from these.
No, where you're headed, you will
Rangers.
Not be wearing any of the official attire.
Oh, shame.
You need to blend in. You can't walk in there looking like you do now.
We could power down our morphing suits. Should we?
Yeah.
Detective Song, do you mind sharing with them some advanced recording devices? We need to catch Napoleon on video.
Absolutely. I have visual trackers. They can wear them like contact lenses, which will record everything that we need.
Ew, I don't want something touching my eyeball.
This one here, wearing the fantastic medieval pink armor.
A little much.
It's a little much. Maybe I trust one of the other ones. The blue one here. I think we shall outfit him with the visual tracker, enabling us to see what he sees.
Give me some hard evidence on Napoleon, and then we will question your friend and allow him to stay within your jurisdiction.
Yes, sir.
You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours.
You got it. Consider your back scratched.
All right. And right behind your ear, too, in that one spot you can't reach. We got you.
Chloe!
She...
I can reach that spot just fine.
No disrespect, sir.
So...
Don't worry.
You may leave, Detective Song.
Thank you. I won't let you down.
We'll fetch these criminals for you, sir.
Stop with them jokes! He doesn't like that. All right. Detective Song walks out of the room. You follow her?
Yes.
Now that the doors are closed. Guys, you gotta stop it with the dog jokes. I know he's like a 6 foot tall.
You started it.
Blue dog. With scaly skin like a dinosaur dog or something.
I'm a dog.
But I respect him immensely. He founded SPD Academy, and he trained all of us here to become part of the different squads.
Is when the
show some respect.
Unit. Sorry.
All right. Come with me. And you follow her down out of SPD headquarters.
to her parked SUV, a black SUV with tinted windows. She opens up her trunk of her car. There are boxes that she opens up left and right, and she starts kind of distributing different items. There are pieces of clothing and jewelry.
I will morph out of my ranger suit.
I will as well.
Me too, powering down.
I don't want to.
You should stay. You're the strongest out of all of us.
Stay like that. Go ahead, it's your choice. I think that may be a bit much.
Do you have like
a squad officer?
Do you have like a big trench coat or something?
Yeah, something I just, you know, some sort of robe.
She looks through the stuff. She hands out hoop earrings and berets and choker necklaces and mesh tank tops and hoodies and cropped leather jackets and camo cargo pants and some jeans and some t-shirts with concert band prints on them.
Well, this is 2025. I guess everything just repeats in clothing styles, huh? Great, thank you.
This is what all the kids are wearing these days.
And then the technology for my eye?
Oh, absolutely. She turns to the side, opens up a smaller box, and she brings out, looks like a contact lens case, a high-tech one made out of metal. It opens up automatically. And it's two clear contact lenses. However, on the edge, it looks silvery. There's a silvery glint to them.
Ooh.
Have you done this before?
Once or twice, I think.
All right. You take one, and I'll take the other.
Okay.
Because you have a lot of firepower.
So now I have a silver eyeball?
Cool.
Ew.
Just blink a few times, and now you look completely normal. She puts the other contact lens in her right eyeball. Yeah. All right. Just close your right eye. What's your name again?
Eddie,
close your right eye.
Wait.
And then...
Yeah.
You can see what I see.
Whoa! True. This is weird.
Eddie, can you see me? And I just do a little dance.
But you do see her, but it's from Detective Song's perspective.
Yeah, I can see like the front and the back of you at the same time.
Whoa, crazy. All right.
And if you look normally, I can see everything that you see. Fantastic, it's working. Amazing.
This is so Ranger.
Lena, is there anything in there that I could cover up? I'm not trying to be extravagant with my suit. I just want to make sure that we have protection in case things get crazy.
True. She's Asan's warrior currently.
I mean, this...
Do you mind?
Sure. I mean, I do mind. Bring it back, okay?
I will.
All right, so she takes this off for you.
Okay. I'll put it on.
All right, you put it on.
Wow. I look so fluffy.
Yeah. That's it. Now no one will suspect anything.
Okay. Let's get in the car.
Let's do it.
So you all get inside Detective Song's vehicle. Marv sitting in the passenger seat next to her again. The rest of you in the back. All right. Where are we headed?
Chloe, you should sit in the front. Your shoulders a lot of space.
What?
I mean, you can if you want it to sit in the back. I just feel like you'd be more comfortable up here.
Okay. Can you help me in?
Yeah.
You go in like a weird way.
Okay. I sit on Chloe's lap.
Oh my god. Best friend, there is no room up here. What are you doing?
This is fine.
You sit in the little, like the baby size seat between the driver and the passenger. It's a big SUV.
But I do the
Where map. Are we headed again? And then when you look down at your morphers, it updates, but it's at the same location.
All right. Looks like he might be staying in this particular
He's in the
part.
Same place.
The outskirts of town?
Oh.
Let's go.
That's in the warehouse district. Looks like the far back warehouse.
A lot of warehouses around here.
We better do this. And she turns on her sirens. Woo! We'll get here faster that way. I'll turn off the sirens as we get closer.
Smart.
And then she heads out of SPD headquarters in her large black vehicle with you all a tow. Woo-hoo. All right, guys. You heard Commander Kruger. Mutant attacks have been on the rise. Can you tell me more about the officer? I mean, the one that he's, you're looking for. He's an alien like you, right?
He is, but we're a human race. The only thing distinguishing us is maybe our pupils, but he's got white hair currently. I don't know. Though, We don't know for sure what has changed since we last saw him.
Wait, did your officer go rogue?
Not quite. He's deep undercover, so we really have almost no idea what's going on. We weren't lying to you about that.
I'm gonna have to write that in my report for Commander Kruger. Okay, let's go. We're in a hurry. And then as she weaves through New Tech City, a very urban town, quite advanced for a town 1,000 years in your past.
So
she turns down the siren and starts driving at a more regular pace. I gotta start blending in now, guys.
All right.
I adjust my mesh shirt.
Okay. Hey, Alina, what do you guys do for fun around here?
Off duty. I mean, like, play with an electric ball?
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah. It's kind of a little game. I don't know if on your planet you have games with different balls. This one's a small one. We try to balance it on our knees.
Huh, sounds like fun.
And it buzzes around. We call it Electro Ball.
Maybe you can show us after this whole thing is done.
Yeah, stay focused on the mission. All right, here we go. I think it might be best if I stay outside the warehouse complex. I've shown my face too many times.
It's a good idea.
Understood.
What do you
I fear
know
I might
location?
Be recognizable, especially now without my detective jacket.
You've been here multiple times, you said, so what intel do you have on this location? Are there any entrances, back entrances, side entrances?
I see a lot of people moving in and out, mutants, but also humans that I suspect are sympathizers to the mutant cause. I don't know what their objective is, however. And
not all mutants are.
It seems like all the humans that he recruits, you know, they're homeless, they're riffraff, some have been in and out of crime, some I think are just poor people.
Wow.
They've been going in and out, seeking refuge, some of them bringing tents, food, supplies, clothing.
Detective Song, do they know of everyone that. Do new people come to this warehouse all the time as sympathizers?
In the past, I, you know, assume maybe there were some homeless people camping out here, but there's been more and more increased activity. And some of the other D-Squad officers reported that they have witnessed humans, or excuse me, mutants going in and out of these buildings.
Detective, when humans go in, do they come out as humans? Or is this perhaps the genesis of the mutant problem?
Jack.
No, we have not detected an increase that is relative to the increase of human beings.
Okay.
They seem to be the same.
And have any of these humans gone missing?
Unfortunately, New Tech City, I hope, is a beacon of technological progress, harmony, and peace, 99% of the time. However, some of these humans are the lost and forgotten. They don't have families, they don't have jobs, and some of them don't have homes.
We're just going into foreign territory, and if you had any intel that could help us, we would really appreciate that.
If you have nothing further, then drop us and we're on it.
I trust you guys. I will be on your visual feed, and I would like to communicate with all of you. She hands you all, walks around handing you all little, secret earbuds.
This one's too large. I think the smaller one. Thanks.
You really just gotta shove it in there.
They actually conform to the shape of your ear canal.
Oh,
yeah.
Exclusive SPD technology.
Fancy.
This is all right, you guys can hear me now, right?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Fantastic. And you have a method to communicate with each other?
Yes.
Oh, we got that.
All right. I shall retreat now. You're on your own. I will be right outside the warehouse facility.
Guys, I think we got to keep in mind here is that some of these humans may just be here for shelter, so we might want to be careful of, you know, if we do it into any...
And we cannot attract any extra attention.
No, absolutely. If these are the downtrodden, if they're homeless, we need to protect them.
We really need a rehabilitation program here, like, terribly. And Chloe?
My helmet's off, but I'm still suited, so I button up my trench coat all the way.
Okay, good. That's all I was making sure, because you're probably going to gather the most attention.
With the antlers.
So where are we walking toward?
So as you walk forward, you'll notice this warehouse district is actually several huge, plain, white buildings with forklifts and a few wooden crates. However, it looks pretty abandoned and disheveled. It's at the edge of the town. It's actually facing the ocean water. The sun is growing heavy in the sky. It's near sunset, and soon it will be dark.
Alpha, do you have a read on us?
Jack! Alpha. Are you reporting in?
Yeah, Alpha, I'm reporting in. Look, we're trying to find Joe. Do you have any indication of where he might be within this complex?
Absolutely, I have the same feed that you have on your morphers. It seems his whereabouts are within the back warehouse. If you go forward and all the way to the right, it's the one farthest in the back and towards the right.
All right, let's go.
Let's move on.
We're blending.
Yeah. Walking.
As you walk closer and closer to that warehouse, you hear the sounds of people. There are three young men hanging outside. Two of them playing games with little balls and jacks on the ground. Another one just kind of watching playfully over them. There's a door that they seem to be guarding while playing with their small rubber bouncy balls. They look very young, maybe 17, 14, and 13.
Should we grab intel?
As we walk over, I whisper to Eddie, "Yo, is your family rich?" Just trying to get you to know you better.
Yeah, I would say so.
Cool.
I whisper in Vesper's ear.
Vesper, have Eddie buy us a pony.
Hey, can you
buy us a pony?
I can't.
As you make your way towards where are you guys going? Towards the entrance of this warehouse where Joe is?
The right hand side building in the back. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to listen in to see if I can hear any information, whether it be like in passing about mutants or. Because from what I see, mostly everyone is human so far, right?
So you're going to walk up to the door next to these three young men?
No, I'm not like expressly.
Okay, you're trying to hear,
I'm trying to
hear
the conversation. Here.
All right.
Do I hear anything?
Go ahead and roll a d6. Three or higher?
Four.
You overhear their conversation. The one that's standing and watching the game on the ground is like, I mean, once our shift is over, we should, like, totally go inside and, like, play some games or something. They got some new arcade games inside or play some basketball. It's totally dragged to just stand here and watch guard.
Nothing good.
Are these people, are they fed? Are they thirsty or hungry or anything like that?
What is the term? Street urchins? Oh. They look like street urchins.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Like somebody who hasn't combed their hair in a while. Maybe someone who doesn't have access to a shower.
Oh, sounds like me.
Are there any nearby containers, like buckets or things like that?
What the heck? We're gonna shower them?
What are you trying to do?
No. I wanna offer them, if they are thirsty, I wanna offer them some water as a peace offering that maybe could then lead to them talking to us about some intel. And also just to give them some water, because
they're hungry and thirsty.
Yeah, they're hungry and thirsty.
Give us some clean water.
You know, just helping out others, like
a rangerly
thing to do.
I might have some burritos on me.
If you roll a 6, you actually find clean water.
Oh, I was gonna. Okay, 5. Anyway.
5. Aww. Yeah. All right. You see some dumpsters, some buckets, some industrial-looking equipment, but no water dispensers outside the warehouse.
Okay, no, okay.
I'm gonna approach these street urchins, and I'm gonna be aggressive.
Okay.
And I'm gonna.
Are you gonna use your intimidation?
Yeah, I am gonna intimidate some people.
Okay. All right.
But I'm gonna breathe a little bit harder to walk up, and I'm gonna say, "Hey, you guys, look, I'm looking for a game. I need to make some money, if you know what I mean. Can you help me?"
Whoa, man. Slow down. Okay, slow down, fella. Yeah, there's some games inside.
All right, I gotta play the game.
Yeah, go inside and play the game.
I need to play the game. All right, you're the man.
Yeah.
Hey, if I win, I'm gonna give you 2%.
You really mean that?
I do.
All right. Lindemann. Jack makes his way inside the warehouse.
How are we all feeling, by the way? I'm not feeling too good after that last fight.
Yeah, we really were hurt bad in that battle.
I can use another long nap, maybe some burritos when we get back to the ship.
Keeping that in mind, we should really be careful.
I'm gonna stick my head back out the door. Hey, my friends really need a game too.
Friends, I don't see no friends.
What? Hey, were they?
Anybody else out there?
Hey!
Hello?
Hey,
oh no, that guy right there. That guy with the blue shoes on.
Hey, me too.
Yeah.
And that girl with the shoulders.
Hey, me too.
What's up? And that chick with the weird eye.
Yeah, we're here to play some games.
And that guy with the hair, the hair.
All right, I'll roll a d6, four of you.
Oh, can I get my charisma added to it?
You're acting charismatic.
Oh,
three.
That is
three.
Two.
And...
Wow.
Two.
It was two or higher, I forgot to tell you.
Oh!
All right, come on! Let's hurry in! The party's getting started soon!
My man!
Yeah! And so when you all wandered in, this is a crazy labyrinth of a party mess. There's a long row of vintage arcade games from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and the beyond. There are people skateboarding in a half pipe. There's also people playing a game of basketball. They have mounted a basketball ring up to the side. People are playing a game of basketball. And then over on the left, there are people playing some kind of gambling game. Also some people playing cards.
The classic maneuver.
Beyond this room, there seems to be another doorway.
I want to keep my eye out to see. How many, do I see any mutants in there? Or do I see anyone with white hair?
Right now, you see all human beings and then humanoid figures. Some of them are wearing hoodies. It's a little hard to make out.
And I don't see anybody with white hair?
No, you do not see anybody with white hair.
I have white hair.
Besides you.
Oh.
Well, there's a door further down, right? Should we see if there's anything behind that door?
Hey, this is Detective Song. What do you guys see? Kids.
Yeah.
I can see what you're seeing, but, what's the plan?
Well, it looks like it's a classic maneuver. I saw this in a movie once. You get a bunch of youngsters together, you give them cool things like arcades and skateboards and half pipes, and before you know it, they befriend you and you start training them to be, I guess in this situation, mutants.
And then they turn into donkeys.
No. That's all.
All right. Stay discreet.
I was thinking ninjas, but we're thinking of two different things. But same concept. This time, mutant sympathizers.
Shh. Try to blend.
Oh, right.
Blend it.
You know, use the cool street talk like the kids use these days.
Okie dokie karaoke.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
My friends, remember, anytime that there are games of chance, there are higher stakes games nearby.
Jack, we're not here to play games.
No, but what he's saying is...
Anytime there are games of chance, there are games nearby that you have no chance of winning. And those are the games you need to play.
Jack, we're not here to play games.
Mark my words.
Where there's higher stakes games, there's higher stakes
individuals. Standing on a platform, looking out over the scene, and there's a long, metal, industrial-looking ramp. It goes down and around.
All right, guys, let's stay within reach, but let's not walk in a group because we'll gather more attention. That way, maybe, Chloe, you can go with who's the least.
Me? The least what?
I was going to say one that stands out the least. I mean, you've got white hair.
I mean...
I'll hang out with my white-haired chick.
Yeah!
Chloe, you're with me, Jack. You good along? All right. I make my way towards that door, but slowly walking, hopefully keeping an ear out to see if I hear anything about that door. Like, I want to make sure, before I go in, I want to know something about it.
I'm going to try to cut the line for basketball.
All right. As you make your way down the ramp, are you going first, and then Jack is behind you walking towards the basketball?
We're walking together.
Okay. A young man with a bandana tied around his head and a kind of sleeveless hoodie goes, "You want regulars or menthols?"
Do you have any?
He has two cartons.
Do you have any candy? Baby stuff. All right, kids, the games are over there.
Yep, that's where we're going. We're here for the games.
He puts his cards away and he points towards the arcade machines. Jack makes his way towards the basketball game.
Hey, you kids, move it. I want to shoot some jump shots.
Old man, you think you could hit a three-pointer right here?
Are you kidding me? Look at me. I got air.
All right, catch this.
Oh.
Roll for it. Now. Three or higher.
I look at my right for a strange squeaking sound and realize I've rolled a one.
It thunks on your head and the kids catch it.
Oh man. Oh.
You really hurt my feelings. Let me try that again.
You a big baby. Let's try it again. All right, roll. Three or higher.
Come on.
Yeah.
Got a three.
All right, you catch the ball.
Cool. I throw it back at the kid who just hit me in the head.
And then he catches the ball.
Oh.
Yeah, this is how it's doing.
I
don't make a slam dunk.
Gangster movie.
Impressive. Now it's my turn. I am going to forget the basketball. I'm going to run up towards the hoop, as they call it in the business. I'm going to jump up and I'm going to rip the entire basket down.
Ooh.
May I roll for this, boss?
Go ahead, roll for it. I will say it's four or higher.
It's a lightning bolt.
Oh.
All right.
So as I rip the entire basket off, I approach the young man. I take the ball from him and throw it through the hoop and drop it.
Just blending in. Just being casual.
Whoa. Good job at laying.
Man,
longer.
You gotta chill. You gotta chill, dude.
All right, all right.
Why'd you gotta have to do that?
All right. I will repair the hoop. I go up and kind of set it all crooked back up on the wall. Like, how's that?
Go ahead, roll a d6.
I got a tray.
All right. It's dangling by one of the sides.
It's totally repaired. It's totally fine.
All right.
Diversion.
The rest of you. Let's check in.
We don't know what's inside at the end of the door.
Can we go? So this metal ramp, can we go down that?
Yeah, you can go down.
All right.
To the right are the arcade machines, the pinballs. To close to you, to the left, there is some people playing cards.
All right. So I'm gonna keep talking to Vesper and
roulette.
Right. Yeah, and slang flirt talk while we go down the hallway.
So it.
Yeah, you're so sweet, like deli meat.
Yo, that's really nice of you to say.
Yeah.
So, exactly how rich is your family?
Oh
my God.
We can talk about it at some point, but yeah, they're kind of a deal.
Oh yeah?
And I'm kind of a deal.
What?
With them.
I mean, I'm only curious because I feel like that kind of shapes a person's outlook, you know?
Well, I don't want anyone to think that just because of what my family has, that means they think about me as a person.
Oh, no. You're right. I'm so sorry. We really haven't had a lot of time to get to know each other lately, and I don't know. That's just kind of a big revelation, you know?
Well, I'm glad you're only asking about that, considering that ghost we saw.
What ghost?
Well, you know,
The girl.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Bianca.
Yo, Johnny! And then the young man starts pointing at you, Eddie. Johnny, come here!
You should go, Johnny.
All right, home skillet.
John, yo, is that your girl?
Yeah, that's my squeeze box.
What up? My name is... What's my name?
Squeeze box.
My name is V-Dog.
V-Dog? Roof, roof. Oh, no, I hope the doggy doesn't hear that. Don't. Detective Song, don't report that back to him.
Blend in.
So, what up, my man? What's the happenings about this 411?
Johnny, I didn't know you had a girl. Tight. All right.
Yeah.
We should go check out the fight and the training. What do you say?
I'm all about it because I am totally Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, we should spar or something.
Yeah.
I pull him aside for a second. Hey. I think he might know your real ancestor.
Well, yeah, maybe. So I'll just kind of play along and maybe get some information.
Okay. All right, come here.
Yeah.
And then here.
Yeah, my main man who, you know who you are, man. You.
Well, Johnny, of course.
Yeah.
You look a little, looks strange. Do something to your hair, Johnny.
Oh, you know, I'm trying a new cut, fade, perm, weave.
Your mom choose that haircut for you?
Oh, don't be talking about my mama!
Johnny, how could you let your mom cut your hair for you?
Oh, come on, you know my mom.
All right. Here, I think Johnny, let's make a deal. We're going to spar a little. If you lose, you're going to have to wear that haircut, and I won't fix it for you.
All right.
If I lose, I'll get my hair cut by your mom.
Okay, you got it, bro. Front.
Yo, all right, let's go. And he walks through...
Eddie, what are you doing?
...the main room.
Yeah?
This young man. So he walks past the arcade machines, the pinball. Johnny, you coming with me? You're
yeah,
a pretty girl, too.
Can I bring my person that I like a lot?
What, you all just hanging out? I thought you were item man.
Yeah,
Johnny.
We are item. Yeah. No, that's my
you
nickname.
You gotta work on your technique.
Yeah.
Let me tell you all something. Right. My name isn't Johnny's girl. It's V-Dog.
V-Dog?
You better call me that.
Yeah.
All right, V-Dog, fine.
Thanks.
Fine. Yeah. All right. And so he makes it past that doorway, past right. where Marv was hanging out and about to enter.
Marv, we're about to go into
past
that doorway.
Past everybody else.
Stay alert.
Do you want me to stay out here or do you want me to back
up? No, stay right there, but we'll let you know if anything happens.
It's a dark room. It's not lit by any lights. It's just lit by the windows on the side. There are groups of young men and women, teenage age, around your age, mm-hmm. and they're all in front of a boxing ring, and they're training. They're on soft padded floors. Some of them have gloves on. Some of them have head protection. Some of them don't have anything.
Hmm. Look at this. This reminds me of my times of doing this in the past. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Johnny. Heads up! And he does a jump kick towards your head.
I block it.
Go ahead, roll to block.
Lightning bolt.
Go roll again.
What's that?
Show who's boss, Eddie.
Oh, roll again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 3.
Ha! Ah, so you learn. Never lower your eyes to an enemy.
Right.
You learn the training.
Yeah, they taught me that in the Elbow Clan.
Yeah. All right. I'm so excited about this absorption that we're all planning to do.
Absorption? Yeah. Remind me again. I've been hanging out with my love a lot bear.
So I'm around here, so I'd like to know what this absorption is, please.
Right.
I heard. They retrieved it. Finally, the piece to make the beacon.
The piece to make the bacon?
I don't know, idiot. The beacon.
The beacon?
Yeah, we're making the
beacon. Sorry. Piece to make the bacon.
What's this about a bacon?
Did you say bacon? You know about the beacon, right?
I'm from out of town. You should just tell me about it, just so I can make sure it's safe for my
family. Anything you say to me, you can say to her.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and say it to
Johnny,
her.
Johnny, you didn't tell her about the beacon?
Well, you know, we were too busy watching movies.
We're taking it slow.
Wow.
No. What? Okay. Anyway, so tell her. Yeah, you should go ahead and spill that.
You know, you don't have to tell me about the beacon. Why don't you just show me the piece?
Yeah, that's even better.
I happen to be an expert at technology.
Dude, I don't have anything to do with this stuff. I mean, I'm just excited to help out, you know?
Well, we'll totally be here.
I mean, ever since Napoleon took us in.
Well, you said Napoleon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where's he at right now?
Napoleon,
I don't know, hanging out in his chamber or something.
And his chamber happens to be...
And then suddenly,
and I'm, like,
you
looking
hear
around for what, with
like the banging of like a giant gong or a metal instrument. Dong. Dong.
What's that?
Dong. And then suddenly, everybody who is in the training room and the first room you walked into,
rushes through. They leave the training, they leave the room with the basketball and the gambling and the arcades, and they go through the training room. And then they go past the training room and they make a big left. Everybody is shuffling through.
Hey guys, looks like everybody's coming into this room for some meeting, so you might want to come in too, just to blend, act like you know what's going on.
Everybody's shuffling.
Me and Chloe start moving with the people that are moving as well, just kind of like, slip right in.
Everybody is starting to pile into a great room. It's very empty and it's concrete, so you can hear the echoing of people's voices and they're shuffling their footsteps through the room. There are three floors to this giant room and people are standing on each floor, on each level, and they're hanging over a guard railing, looking down at the bottom floor. You are shuffling in behind. At the far end of the room, someone very short is making an entrance. You guys are at the back of the crowd. It's a little hard to see what's going on. Everybody's crowding around this person making their grand entrance.
Hey guys, one of the guys here mentioned Napoleon, that his chamber is here in this place.
I'm gonna set up a recording device within the Mimorpher so that once it starts talking, we can at least relay it back to Alpha.
I'm like poking my head and like sticking my eye out so that
Alpha. Everybody who is trying to see, roll a d6.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's two good. Or
I'm
higher.
Two or higher again.
Two or higher. All right, come on.
Two.
Yes.
Come on.
Two.
Three. Two. Thank goodness.
Okay, so Vesper, V-Dog, you're a little too far in the background to see what's kind of going on. Everybody else, kind of fine. If it's between two people's legs or somebody's shoulder, what is going on? And a very...
Can I attempt to record with my Morpher just like slowly, quietly, while the thing is going on?
Six or higher.
Six or higher?
How do you actually do
undetected, that? Right?
Yes. I'm going to super it. Six or higher.
Oh
six
my god.
Higher. Six or higher. Come on,
Marvin.
Dice.
Marvin!
Yes! 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 Lightning bolt. Okay. Plus two. All
eight. Right. Beautiful. So,
sorry.
Now it works.
I know, right?
Battle's not so much, but recording, we got those lightning bolts.
Right. You got I'm recording the heck out of this thing.
A visual recording of this entrance. Where's your hand? Over somebody's shoulder.
Okay. Like this.
Oh, like this. Perfect. Casual. Casual.
And I'm doing a pose, like a. This is my chill pose.
With an eye.
With the one eye.
We'll hear a song come over the radio, Eddie. Good, good. Keep your eyes on him. I don't have much footage of him at all.
I got you. And Marv's really like super recording this thing.
Super, keep your lookout for that proton accelerator. It may be the key.
You got it, song.
All right. I trust you guys. Don't let me down.
A song came over the radio.
So this small, short man, a little elderly in the face, makes his appearance. His skin is a purplish gray, and he's got long, yellowy white hair, and a face that looks wide, a wide mouth like a frog. He's got some shoulder pads, a belt, and long robes, a cape. And then he holds out his hands, and they have illuminated orbs. Welcome! Welcome, all of you. My brothers, my sisters. Thank you for joining me today. It is a special day, is it not?
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah!
And everybody starts cheering, yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Special enough to bring me out of the shadows and address you directly, my loyal Grand Army. Ooh.
And then the guys that were training in that training room are like, yeah! Woohoo! Woo! And their posse, and also the friend who mistaken you for Johnny is also, woohoo, that's us! That's us, Johnny!
That is us! That's us! That's us, Wombat!
Society has no place for you here. But here we are, family. This. And he takes it out. And then you hear in your ear, that's the proton accelerator, guys.
Oh, gosh.
We have to get it out of his hands.
We can't do anything now.
Is the moment we have been waiting for.
Super stealthy.
Chloe.
It brings us one step closer to the great absorption. We have been preparing for this moment. For years, it is close now. The great reclaiming that will return us to our rightful homes, no longer as outcasts. And then he sticks out his tongue. It's a long, frog-like tongue that flicks out. But as the dominant forces, we will right the wrongs of the past, putting us on the right side of history!
And everybody starts clearing. Cheering.
Ah, woo! Yeah! Woo. Dude! But that is not the only reason we are here today, as promised. Any of you can start as nothing and become something more. I would like to recognize a young man who has rose through our ranks throughout the years with his loyalty and his sacrifices for the cause. It is because of him that we are here today. His talents brought us the proton accelerator!
Yay! People are cheering.
That I hold in my hands now.
Marv, you don't think it's...
I hope to God not.
I hear my point and wrong Maxwell as my personal bodyguard. His talents will be needed as we prep for the absorption. Come, join me, Maxwell!
And he turns to his left, and then the crowd parts slowly, step by step. Oh, sorry. I really can't endure it. The crowd parts, and a young man appears. Joe Shi walks towards Napoleon Wrench. Wretch, the small man. Guys. He kneels to the ground before him as the crowd cheers.
Yes, arise, Maxwell. Join me. I am awarding you this position as my bodyguard.
This must have been his undercover mission. He's not going by his real name, so we don't know exactly what's going on. Yeah. We need to find a way to talk to him on the side.
Should I go in there and try and steal that?
If you do that right now, Chloe, you've been badly injured. I don't want to risk you getting hurt even more.
I can make a distraction. I can shoot out the lights, and then you guys can go for the particle accelerator. Wait. Or the proton accelerator.
But if Joe is undercover, we would blow
it. Exactly. So let's just see what's going on first. Let's just let this play out, and once someone gets in danger...
Napoleon raises his arms. The crowd goes wild. Everybody is jumping up and down and cheering. Song comes over in your ears. Guys, what's going on? I can barely make out anything. It's so chaotic. Is that the officer that you guys were looking for?
We're not sure yet. We're very far away. We're just trying to see what's going on with the proton accelerator at this moment.
We don't want to, in case if this was his undercover mission, we don't want to bust his mission. We don't know what exactly is going on right now, so we're going to let this continue on a little bit further.
I'm too far back in the crowd. I'm going to work my way back around the backside of the stage.
That's good, Jack. Cover all exits.
Yeah, good call.
All right, go ahead and roll a d6, Jack. 3 or higher?
2.
The crowd is so overwhelmed. They're cheering, jumping up and down. It's really hard to make your way across to the other side. You just take a few steps. Guys, whatever you do, we need to get back that proton accelerator.
I don't know what they're planning to do.
There are too many civilian lives at stake here. If we do something now, we could endanger the lives of all these people. We have to be smart about this.
All right, follow them. Don't let that proton accelerate out of your sight.
You got it. I want to go ahead and start making my way closer towards it, but just not like, I don't want to shove my way. I'm just going to be like, shoot.
No, you don't, because that's the end of the episode!
What?
Thank you for watching Power Rangers Hyperforce episode 14! I hope you guys had a blast! Woo! Make sure to join us for our fireside chat right afterwards. And thank you to everybody who subscribed to Hyper RPG, supporting our channel, supporting our show, supporting us, everybody here who worked so hard to make this happen
every week.
Let me know how you thought about what you thought of the episode in our fireside chat on social media. Make sure you tag HyperRPG and use the hashtag HyperForce.
Yes. My orphan brother!
Woo! Yes, please, because we all of us look through it now. Paul actually has a Twitter.
So. Yes, I'm tweeting at Schreier Paul. Forget at Paul Schreier, he's dead to me.
So tag him as well, give him warm welcomes.
And thank you very much. Did we have any giveaways? How far are we from our giveaway, my friends? We did one already. Oh! Congratulations. Woo! How far are we from the next giveaway? 26.
We'll see you next week.
I believe in you guys, Rangers. Support the channel and increase your chances to win some Loot Crate exclusives, pajama pants, t-shirts, action figures, signed prints, and more. I'll see you on the other side.